Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
End edition of Intelligent Medicine. We got lots to talk about this hour. We're going to talk about some new perils associated with carrageenan, the common food additive, and another thing about one of the most familiar kitchen appliances that you use just when you thought it was safe to go back into the kitchen. A new peril has emerged. But first this, with the nomination of RFK Jr. for head of HHS, he promises to make America healthy again. And one of his platforms is to remove food dyes from our cereals. And there's quite a lot of uproar if you follow this on social media, that people are going to Battle Creek, Michigan to protest in front of Kellogg's headquarters about the addition of potentially harmful food dyes in cereals. And here's actually some statistics. What are the 10 most popular cereals in the United States ranked by annual sales? Well, the one that is most in the crosshairs, Fruit Loops, is actually only number 7. Still, $250 million in annual sales, $269 million in annual sales. And that's the one that is most implicated in the food dye controversy, but a lot of cereals have food dyes added to them. Things like red number 40, blue number 1, and yellow number 6. These have been implicated in attention deficit disorder among kids. They're also thought to disrupt the microbiome, and they just generally aren't good for you. Although a lot of regulators are pushing back, saying, well, the science isn't there yet. You know, yeah, there's some studies, but, you know, many countries permit these. Although you do see some disparities, because in Europe, they're far more zealous about regulating these things. They even post warning labels on candies and confections that contain artificial dyes, saying that they might have an impact on kids' mental health. Among the cereals that are popular, Cheerios, that's fairly straightforward. Then there's Honey Nut Cheerios. Yeah, people really like when they add sugar to their Cheerios in the box. Then there's Frosted Flakes with nearly $500 million worth of sales. Honey Bunches of Oats. Yeah, that's kind of a knockoff of Honey Nut Cheerios. Cinnamon Toast Crunch sales come in number 5, and Lucky Charms, really a sugar-laden bomb, come in at number 6. Cereals like Frosted Mini Wheats and Fruity Pebbles are also very popular. So RFK Jr. has these serials in the crosshairs, and I hearken back to an article in the Wall Street Journal in 2017. You see, this is not new. This is not new. The effort to roll back on artificial colorings in cereals was actually initiated by cereal makers way back in 2015. And they offered an alternative to Trix, which is the iconic child-friendly breakfast cereal. And it didn't go over well with the public. They learned their lesson the hard way after they started selling all natural Trix in 2016, which was colored with extracts of radishes, purple carrots, and turmeric. And consumers pushed back on it. They said it looked bland. The color just wasn't bright enough. And the taste was different. And so there was a big outcry, as there was when they tried to switch classic Coke with the new Coke formula. There was a huge pushback, a customer revolt. And so in 2017, they had to reinstate the food dyes. Red number 40, yellow number 6, blue number 1, and they put it back. So the question arises, is America really ready to be made healthy again? Because consumers demand ultra-processed food, and they want those really bright colors that you can only attain with artificial coloring. And here's an interesting sideline. Not the yellow dye that's used in cereals, because that's yellow dye number 6, but there's another yellow dye called tartrazine. It's bright yellow. It was discovered in the 1800s by chemists in Germany who led the world in discovering ways to dye foods and clothing. And tartrazine became a fixture in many foods because it has a delightful yellow color. But it also has another interesting property. It can make the skin transparent, really. And I've seen remarkable pictures of this. Maybe you've seen this in the media. If you rubbed tartrazine on the belly of a mouse, you can see all their internal organs. It's crazy, but it renders the skin transparent. For some trick of chemistry to alter the pathway of light, it renders the skin transparent. So how could something like that be so good for you? Clearly, people who consume tartrazine-flavored foods aren't becoming transparent because it requires direct application of the skin, and besides, the skin in mice is much thinner than the skin in humans. But they actually think this might have an application. For blood drawing, for example, when we draw blood or insert IVs, we have to kind of, look at the surface of the skin and sometimes palpate with our fingers to see where the veins are. And we try, we miss, try again. People get poked numerous times. And wouldn't it be great if we could just apply something to the surface of the skin and render the skin transparent so we could see the underlying veins? Well, tartrazine might fill that role. But no thanks, I'd rather not have tartrazine in my mustard or in my multicolored Trix or other colorful morning cereal. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, you've heard me talk for years about CBD. It's got some real breakthrough health benefits. Well, now our friends at CB Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. They work on the endocannabinoid system, but without the potential side effects of CBD if people prefer not to use a hemp-derived compound. CV Science's new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules include the Plus Health Clarity Gummies, which contain innovative ingredients like DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance and enhance memory and provide natural energy. Or you want a little peace and calm. Plus Health's Peace Gummies contain a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort that support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness that you might experience from some sedating compound. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health. So many of us experience metabolic problems, insulin resistance, and so on, and that's a product for you. Also helps to maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information or to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. They got everything over there at pluscbdoil.com. Okay. Just when you thought it was safe to go back into the kitchen, you know, like Jaws, right? The kitchen can be a dangerous place, and, you know, we tried to, you know, we've gotten rid of our nonstick pans, we've gotten rid of the aluminum, we don't microwave in plastic containers anymore. Well, I went into my kitchen, and I discovered that a peril lurks therein. That according to a new article in the Wall Street Journal, entitled, Yes, You Really Should Toss That Black Plastic Spatula. And indeed, I have a black plastic spatula. Now, why, oh, why could that be a problem? Well, it's one of the inadvertent downsides of recycling. You see, the way to get that black plastic is they recycle the black plastic that's in items that contain flame retardants, like parts for computers. So they aren't intentionally adding flame retardants to kitchenware, even though kitchenware is used in conditions where there are high temperatures. Scientists suspect that the black plastic in electronics is inadvertently ending up in everyday household products because it's being recycled and reused in manufacturing material. So they say that cooking with black plastic utensils, especially sautéing foods and oil on a hot pan, accelerates chemical reactions and the release of flame retardants. Why could that be a problem? Flame retardants are suspected carcinogens. They also might be endocrine disruptors affecting the thyroid, affecting potentially sex hormones, insulin resistance, and so on. And so how do you know? How do you know? Well, not every black spatula is going to contain these chemicals, but you don't really have a way of tracing the supply chain and properly vetting your black plastic utensils. There's just no way of knowing because they may or may not have been made from recycled plastic that contains flame retardants. So what are you supposed to do? I really like my black plastic spatula. I use it every day, but I might have to part with it. They say that silicone utensils are probably okay, although some might contain some plastic as well as silicone rubber. They say it's probably best to avoid plastic in general because other items might contain chemical additives such as phthalates, which are endocrine disruptors. So the alternative, yeah, silicone's better, but also consider using wooden items when you're flipping over your scrambled eggs or your easy over eggs, because you just don't know what those black plastic utensils might contain. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours. With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Hey, I'm NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace, and I'm teaming up with McDonald's to celebrate 50 years of partnership between McDonald's and Ronald McDonald House Charities, or RMHC. RMHC provides support for families with a child that is ill or injured. Now, you can help local families by rounding up your next McDonald's meal to the nearest dollar as a gift to RMHC. And if everyone in the U.S. rounded up even just for one day, we could provide approximately 65,000 overnight stays for families staying at a Ronald McDonald House during their time of need. As a new dad, this cause has taken on a new meaning because it's important for families to have support when times get tough. So visit McDonald's. Round up your order, help RMHC keep families close when they need it the most. I'm NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace. Together, we can give a gift to RMHC and make a difference, one meal at a time.
While the holiday season can be hectic, finding the right gift doesn't have to be. In fact, the perfect holiday gift can be found at your local jeweler. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America explains.
Jewelry is more than a gift. It's a symbol of love and thoughtfulness. It's also a physical connection to memories. Unlike fast fashion and other such gifts, jewelry endures for generations, ensuring that it can be treasured not just today, but for years to come. Top gifts this year are custom jewelry pieces such as personalized gifts that show extra thought, along with jewelry in gold or platinum and diamond bracelets.
What else should we know?
The most important step is to shop with a reputable jeweler, like someone who's a member of Jewelers of America. They'll help you find the perfect gift for your loved ones and help bring the sparkle back to gift giving.
For more information and to find a jeweler near you, visit jewelers.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Carrageenan. Carrageenan is something that is ubiquitous in many food products. You can find it in yogurt. You can find it in a lot of foods where they have reduced the fat content. And in order to prevent the product from feeling watery, they use a texturizer called carrageenan. Carrageenan sort of plumps things up and gives a texture. It's derived from seaweed. Years ago, I recognized that it could be a problem because carrageenan is actually used in experiments where they try to test cosmetics. And what they do is they have the rat paw experiment where they take a rat paw and they rub carrageenan into it to create some inflammation. Yeah, it creates inflammation. Then they apply the cosmetic to see if the cosmetic is safe or not on inflamed skin. So carrageenan is known to create inflammation. This article, Carrageenan and Insulin Resistance in Humans. They found that consumption of carrageenan, this is a study in humans, so it's not done in rats, it's done in humans. They found that consumption of carrageenan caused elevations in inflammatory markers like C-reactive protein and IL-6, but they also caused changes in insulin resistance. And the reason they think that is because it can cause leaky gut. It increased intestinal permeability and thus had an impact on the body's ability to handle and metabolize sugar and carbohydrates, and suggests that, you know, perhaps widespread carrageenan consumption has resulted in an increase in obesity, metabolic syndrome, and even diabetes. 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And a reminder, you can call anytime you like. You don't have to call during the program. You can call during the week at your leisure. If you have a question or a comment, maybe something you've experienced in the realm of medicine, that's 877-726-8255. So let's hear one of those calls.
Hi, my cardiologist has informed me that there are new guidelines for LDL cholesterol. I'd like to know your thoughts and opinions on LEQ-VIO, the cholesterol-lowering medication for LDL. Thank you.
Okay. So, yes, indeed, there are new guidelines. And, yeah, I don't know what your cardiologist told you, because there's a tendency for the guidelines to get lower and lower and lower. It used to be that everyone was okay as long as their cholesterol was below 250. But then they began slicing and dicing LDL versus HDL, the good versus the bad cholesterol, and LDL became the sine qua non for determining whether people needed cholesterol reduction. And there's a problem with that. Because studies show, and I actually shared a study with you a couple of weeks ago, on coronary artery calcium scores in relation to LDL. And surely there is a trend. The higher your LDL, the more likely you are to have coronary calcium, which is an indication of potential risk for heart attack or stroke. But a surprisingly high percentage of people with astronomically high LDL, LDL, not just total cholesterol, but LDL cholesterol, over 190, have no plaque whatsoever. It's in the, you know, fairly high double digits, like 40-some percent. So it is not an entirely reliable predictor of whether you're going to have a heart attack or stroke, or for the need or for the potential benefit of lowering your cholesterol. And so here are some of the new guidelines. By the way, the new guidelines are more lenient. The tendency has been, you know, how low can you go? Well, here's a headline from June of 2024. New cholesterol guidelines could drastically reduce statin use for millions. In other words, they kind of, maybe they came to their senses. They said that adopting the new equations could lead to a significant reduction in statin recommendations, impacting 40% of currently eligible U.S. adults. But the problem is that relying on LDL alone is not that good. And in a recent study, they found that three things, when looked at together, are fairly accurate predictors of whether you're going to get cardiovascular disease, a heart attack or a stroke or angina or some bad kind of cardiovascular outcome, sometimes referred to as a MACE, a major adverse cardiovascular event. Doctors love acronyms, so a MACE is the bad thing that can happen to you if you have runaway risk factors. So those three things are not just LDL, but LDL is in the equation. It's one of the three things. But also Lp(a), which is something that so far we don't yet have drugs to fix, although the drugs are soon to arrive on the scene. They're being approved imminently. And also C-reactive protein, or hsCRP is the measurement. And by looking at all those three things together, I mean, just lowering your LDL, if you have a high LPA and a high hsCRP, that's going to reduce your risk just a little bit, but you're still at high risk. So you really need to address all three and potentially more things. You know, what's your activity level? You know, are you sedentary? Are you overweight? There clearly is a risk in carrying extra body weight. Are you hypertensive? Are you diabetic? And so on and so on. So all these things kind of enter into it. Currently, guidelines are as follows. If you have very high LDL, greater than 190, they say you must get your LDL less than 100. Well, not in every case, but, you know, maybe for some people, that's good. If you have diabetes, they want your LDL to be less than 70. If you have other what are called risk-enhancing factors, well, that might be chronic kidney disease, maybe a strong family history of premature heart disease. Well, who doesn't? You know, there's always like Uncle Charlie who died at 55 of a massive heart attack. Does that mean you need to be on statins? Well, maybe, but maybe not. And there's also other factors that enter into it. So it's kind of a complicated equation. I think really it should also be based on whether you have coronary artery calcification with a screening test. You can get an EBT heart scan to see if you have calcium. And if you do have significant amounts of calcium, well, maybe you really do need to lower your cholesterol. Now, the medication that you're talking about, Leqvio, or it's tough to pronounce because it's got a Q in it. It's called Leqvio. It's a PCSK9 inhibitor, which means it's an ultra-powerful atom bomb for lowering your LDL cholesterol, way more powerful than statin drugs. And it has, Leqvio has the potential to lower your LDL to, you know, middle double digits. It can lower your LDL to 25 if you take enough of it. And that's something that's reserved for either people who have terrible side effects when they take statins, can't tolerate them, or for people who on statins alone don't respond adequately. They don't lower the cholesterol to the point where we're reassured that they're at low risk. They don't reach their LDL goal. It's very expensive. It has to be injected. Side effects are relatively minimal from what I've seen with these medications. I mean, one could argue theoretically, well, what happens to people who have very, 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 very low cholesterol for the rest of their lives? Well, maybe it has an impact on cognitive function since the brain is composed largely of cholesterol. But studies have shown that probably there's not a high risk using these medications. But is it warranted? I don't know from what you're describing. You know, I'd have to look. You know, one of the things I frequently do is weigh in with a second opinion on whether people should take statins or other more powerful drugs, or whether they can simply use lifestyle to alleviate their risk of cardiovascular problems. But I call for, in any case, an all-of-the-above approach, utilizing supplements like aged garlic extract, things like fish oil, vitamin K2, and so on, for cardiovascular prevention, along with you know, diet and exercise to optimize weight and metabolism. And I think that that's the way to go. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Well, that's an appealing prospect. And I've recently become very enthused about a new product called MitoPure. I did a recent interview with the developer of this revolutionary compound called Urolithin A. It's a supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure enhances something called mitophagy, your body's natural cleanup pathway within the mitochondria. And as we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. It's a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. It's the real deal, folks. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging. There's a topical form of Urolithin A that I recommend for preventing skin aging and reversing minor skin problems. You can take MitoPure in various forms. You can take it as a powder that I add to my shakes, my morning smoothies, or you can take it in capsules. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of Urolithin A, and since then it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. Check it out at timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. Give it a try. This is an item about oral health. Oral health, you know, very important. And I recently found out that the Institute for Functional Medicine is creating a pathway for dentists and oral health professionals because of the great ramifications that oral health has for overall systemic health. And we know that oral microbes may have an impact on the risk for Alzheimer's disease, for example. Oral microbes may have an impact on the risk of cardiovascular disease because what happens to the mouth doesn't stay in the mouth. New study. Evidence is growing that microbes in your mouth may contribute to cancer. The oral microbiome, the blend of bacteria that are present in your mouth, and they're there. They're simply there. You know, whether or not you use Listerine 10 times a day, you've got an oral microbiome. And you want an oral microbiome. You want a healthy balance of bacteria in your mouth. The oral microbiome is increasingly being linked to head and neck cancer. However, we don't yet precisely understand its role. They say there's evidence mounting that suggests that the microbes in our mouth could be putting us at risk of certain cancers and affecting our prognosis if we develop them. So that may be why paying attention to your oral microbiome, and there are ways to influence it, you know, not just by brushing and flossing and using mouthwash, but also via a very, very important influence on your microbiome, which is your diet. Your diet may play a big role on your microbiome. And products like xylitol, which has the effect of tamping down harmful bacteria in your mouth while not killing off everything as a harsh mouthwash might do, might be part of the equation to optimize your oral microbiome. 877-726-8255 are our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's a substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Hey, I'm NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace, and I'm teaming up with McDonald's to celebrate 50 years of partnership between McDonald's and Ronald McDonald House Charities, or RMHC. RMHC provides support for families with a child that is ill or injured. Now, you can help local families by rounding up your next McDonald's meal to the nearest dollar as a gift to RMHC. And if everyone in the U.S. rounded up even just for one day, we could provide approximately 65,000 overnight stays for families staying at a Ronald McDonald House during their time of need. As a new dad, this cause has taken on a new meaning because it's important for families to have support when times get tough. So visit McDonald's. Round up your order, help RMHC keep families close when they need it the most. I'm NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace. Together, we can give a gift to RMHC and make a difference, one meal at a time.
While the holiday season can be hectic, finding the right gift doesn't have to be. In fact, the perfect holiday gift can be found at your local jeweler. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America explains.
Jewelry is more than a gift. It's a symbol of love and thoughtfulness. It's also a physical connection to memories. Unlike fast fashion and other such gifts, jewelry endures for generations, ensuring that it can be treasured not just today, but for years to come. Top gifts this year are custom jewelry pieces such as personalized gifts that show extra thought, along with jewelry in gold or platinum and diamond bracelets.
What else should we know?
The most important step is to shop with a reputable jeweler, like someone who's a member of Jewelers of America. They'll help you find the perfect gift for your loved ones and help bring the sparkle back to gift giving.
For more information and to find a jeweler near you, visit jewelers.org. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. We're ready for your question every weekend. And if you call that number during the week, you can record a question as this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, I'm listening to your broadcast about genetics and how they play a role in disease. My question is, I am diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia. No one else in my family has any kind of leukemia diagnosis. And I'm wondering how genetics play a factor in the fact that that ended up being my diagnosis. So any light you can shed on that, I sure appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, this is an interesting question because there are two ways that genetics can have an impact on disease. One is with what are called germline mutations. In other words, mutations that are in the DNA that you inherit from your parents. So we know that there are associations between your inherited DNA and disease susceptibility. And sometimes it's a complete hit. So, for example, we talked about sickle cell anemia. Really, you need a double hit of the gene that causes sickle cell to have a fully expressed form of sickle cell anemia where you have painful crises all the time. And then there's a form of it where you carry one gene, but you also have one normal gene, and then you're generally okay, although under conditions of extreme stress, such as Jordan Neely may have experienced when he was going on a rampage through the subways and he was on drugs and he was being choked out by Daniel Penny, that the vulnerability of the sickle cell came to the fore. So those are inherited risks. Then there are mutations in your genes that can occur during your lifetime. And this happens all the time. Because, you know, we're exposed to radiation, or we're exposed to free radicals, and just in the process of aging, when our genes are being transcribed, they're taken from our DNA and they're transcribed to RNA, mistakes can happen. And these are mutations. And that's what happens in leukemias. There's mistakes, usually not just one mistake, but a series of mistakes that occur, and then you get runaway proliferation of some of your blood cells, you know, whether it's white blood cells, as in leukemia, or whether it's red blood cells in other conditions, or what platelets in other conditions. There's a mistake, and you lose control on proliferation of your cells. And so in AML, the way that they categorize AML is the degree of mutation. If you have a little bit of a mutation, it's not so bad, and it's more likely you'll be cured. And if you have an intermediate amount, well, it's more challenging. And if you have a lot of mutations, and they can do this based on analysis of your white blood cells, you know, when they run a bunch of genetic tests on them, they can see if there's a lot of mutations, your prognosis is less good. Now, with treatment, they can knock back some of the mutations, and then they can stage you. They can say, ooh, your prognosis is now better, and that can determine, you know, whether to treat or whether to do watchful waiting. You sound very young, and unfortunately, this is a condition that is not necessarily associated with advanced age and can occur in younger or middle-aged people. There are more and better treatments coming online for this all the time, and the prognosis for it, I mean, leukemia, it sounds like, oh my goodness, it's a death sentence. No, it's not. It is a serious challenge, but people these days go on to recover from leukemia, although it can be a rocky course. So I hope that helps to answer your question. No, it's not something you inherited from your parents. That is not what this is. All right, big controversy emerging in Europe about a cattle feed additive called Bovaer, B-O-V-A-E-R. It's designed to reduce methane emissions by animals. Now, it's thought that 6% of the problems associated with our changing climate are attributable to the eructations of cows, because cows have digestive systems that make methane. Methane goes into the atmosphere, and that's one of the reasons why they want us to stop eating animals and become vegetarians. But another way of doing it is by administering something called Bovaer 10 to ruminants to reduce methane emissions. But there's concern about it. There's a hue and cry about it, and a lot of companies are backtracking and ditching Bovaer from dairy production over concerns that it might be toxic. It is claimed that no, it is not toxic, that it's been researched, and it's perfectly safe, but consumers do not want dairy products that are made with this compound. Well, check out drhoffman.com for all things related to intelligent medicine. Download our podcasts, follow us on social media, and by all means, subscribe to our newsletter. And have yourselves a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden says he believes the overthrow of Syria's Assad regime is a good thing.
At long last, the Assad regime has fallen. This regime brutalized and tortured and killed literally hundreds of thousands of innocent Syrians. The fall of the regime is a fundamental act of justice. It's a moment of historic opportunity for the long-suffering people of Syria to build a better future for their proud country.
Assad and his family are now in Russia, where they've been granted asylum. President-elect Trump says kids born in the U.S. could be deported if their parents are here illegally. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Trump said he does not want to break up families, and so children may have to leave alongside their illegal immigrant parents once he takes office. Trump also reaffirmed his commitment to ending birthright citizenship, which was never intended to be used for illegal immigrants. Ongoing political tensions in South Korea.
South Korean prosecutors have detained a former defense minister who allegedly recommended last week's brief but stunning martial law imposition to President Yoon Suk-yeol. Local media say that ex-defense minister Kim Yong-hyun voluntarily appeared on Sunday at a Seoul prosecutor's office where he had his mobile phone confiscated and was detained. A law enforcement official says Kim was later sent to a Seoul detention facility. Kim's detention came day after Yoon avoided an opposition-led bid to impeach him, with most ruling party lawmakers boycotting a floor vote to prevent a two-thirds majority needed to suspend his presidential powers. I'm Karen Chamas.
A new Harvard study finds that eating an ounce of dark chocolate a day could lower the risk of type 2 diabetes without causing weight gain. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
TikTok loses a case in a federal appeals court. Correspondent Ed Donahue has more on the story.
A federal appeals court is upholding a law requiring the sale or ban of TikTok in the U.S. Concerns about TikTok date back to the first Trump administration.
It can't be controlled for security reasons by China. Too big, too invasive.
The ruling denied TikTok's petition to overturn the law and requires the company to break with its China-based parent company, ByteDance, or be banned in about a month. President-elect Donald Trump could step in. He said during the presidential campaign he would not push to shut down TikTok, but still considers it a threat.
There's nothing that's not a threat, but sometimes you have to fight through these threats.
TikTok and ByteDance are expected to appeal to the Supreme Court. Ed Donahue, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com. General Motors reaches an agreement to sell its stake in a nearly completed electric vehicle battery plant in Lansing, Michigan.
The company said it has a non-binding agreement for the sale to joint venture partner LG Energy Solution of South Korea. The companies expect to close the sale by the end of March. GM has spent about $1 billion on the Lansing factory. GM says it will rely on joint venture factories in Warren, Ohio and Spring Hill, Tennessee, to supply factories that make 7 electric vehicles now on sale in the U.S.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A pair of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland and the Wizard of Oz and stolen nearly two decades ago are sold at auction for $28 million. Heritage Auctions in Dallas estimated that they would fetch $3 million or more. The slippers were on display at the Judy Garland Museum when they were stolen in 2005. More at townhall.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
You tuning in today, and here we are right in the throes of all of the holidays. We wrapped up Thanksgiving. We're heading toward, you know, Christmas and New Year's and all of that. It's a really hectic time of the year, and I just wanted to take a little bit of time to talk about something that I talk about this every single year. It's the seasonal demand of senior care, and we're getting there. So, and a lot of people are like, well, wait a minute, Steve, what are you the seasonal demand? Isn't there always a demand? And that's true. There is always a demand for senior care. However, there's a cycle and there's a seasonality to it. So I'll just start with the lowest demand, and there's always a demand, but it's a little bit lower in the summertime, June, July, and August. Everyone's feeling well. It's light till 9:30 at night, you know, all of the stuff. As we move toward the end of the year, then that demand starts to increase. And then we have all of the holidays hit. And then we have New Year's, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. And then we turn the page into the new year. And that's where it jumps up big time. The peak demand for senior care, the peak demand of the entire year, is January and February, and I would say maybe halfway into March. You can set your clock to this every single year, January, February, halfway to March. It's up at the peak demand, and then it starts to tail down, and then we hit that lull. And again, it's not a very big drop-off, but there is a drop-off into the lowest part of that seasonality, that cyclical demand, the seasonality of senior care. Again, the low part, the summer months, and then it starts to creep up, and then boom, it jumps up every single year. A lot of people are really surprised to learn that. And so then the next question is, well, why is that? there are two different things that would cause that. Number one, over Thanksgiving, again, Christmas, New Year, all of the stuff. You have a lot of families. Most families gather. We have some kind of family gatherings and maybe multiple gatherings. And a lot of times, you know, families, a lot of times we're pretty dispersed all around the country. And so maybe you haven't been home around your parents or grandparents for an entire year, maybe even longer than that. Maybe you go to your spouse's side one year and then your side the next year. It could be a couple of years. So families gather, and then they have this realization. They're like, oh, whoa, wait a minute. We didn't catch that over the phone conversations or FaceTime or, you know, all the ways that we're able to communicate. Being in person, this is a whole different situation here. We think that mom is going to need care. We think that dad is going to need care. Or your grandparents, any elderly loved one. Now that you're in person, you're seeing a lot of things. You're seeing everything a lot more accurately. So, again, families gather. Families decide to have family meetings. They talk through all this stuff, and they said, all right, we think it's time to start looking at assisted living communities, assisted living level of care for mom. But we're not in an emergency situation. Let's get through the holidays. Then after the first of the year, let's go out. Let's look at some places, and we'll choose one. So I call that a newly realized, pent-up, delayed demand. Okay, so that's what happens Thanksgiving through the end of the year. Then what happens in January and February? All heck breaks loose with the weather. We have people falling on the ice and fracturing their hips, and we have pneumonia going through the roof. The flu season is every single year, and it peaks out in January and February. COVID, I don't know if that junk is ever going to go away. So you just have a natural increase in illness in January and February. That contributes to this. Plus, that pent-up, newly realized, delayed demand. And those two things together, boom, January, February, about halfway into March. That's why it is so high during that peak demand part of the year. In this cycle, again, you can set your clock to this thing over and over and over again. Now, what I've seen recently, because I own Senior Care Consulting, and we help families and individuals find the right senior care community, I'm constantly out, in and out of all of the best places in our market here in the Kansas City metro. And it's this way all around the country. But I don't go to places that provide poor care. My clients are interested in the very best places for their loved ones. Well, guess what I'm finding right now? I found this in November, and now definitely I'm finding it in December. The best places are already full. What? Yeah, that's right. The best places, the places that you would want to go to, they're already full right now. And they've been full for a while. And you know why? Because they're the best places. Everybody wants to go there. So if you think that you need, or you think that you either need it now, or maybe you're in one of these situations where it's the newly realized pent-up delayed demand, and you're like, oh, okay, well, we need to do something about that. Or if you can see this one coming from a mile away, and, well, let's just deal with this stuff after the first of the year. Well, what's going to happen is you're going to go out into the market along with several hundred other families. And if you put a number to it, we're talking thousands of people entering the market at about the same time. And if a place had a waiting list of three people on the waiting list, that could quickly turn into 10 or 15 or 20 people on the waiting list. And I'm not exaggerating this one bit. There's already a place right now, and it's a good place. They have a standing 12-month plus waiting list. Everybody wants to go there. Right? There's another one that's getting pretty close to that. Great place, beautiful place, provide great care. Very nice place. They're approaching a 12-month waiting list. The other one has a 12-month plus waiting list. I'm seeing independent living portions of a continuing care retirement community with a waiting list. Used to not see that as much. Now I'm seeing it. And then I'm seeing the assisted living communities, waiting lists. Now I'm seeing long-term care communities, waiting lists. So here's the whole point. Don't put this off. Oh, Steve! Are you kidding me? It's the holidays. I don't want to deal with that stuff. Okay. Well, you can kick the can down the road. You can put it off. I'm just telling you. If you go out into the market and you go through, you conduct your search, go through that search and selection process, if you do that now, you might be third or fourth on the wait list. And if you put that off, you might be 10, 15, 20th on the wait list. So what I do with my clients with Senior Care Consulting is I do almost all of the work for you. There's very little of your time required. Well, Steve, it's going to take so much time. Well, yeah, if you do it on your own, people have reported for so many years spending 50 to 100 hours if they're trying to do their homework, they're trying to visit all these different places, they're trying to get it right. And no one has that much time right now, I'll tell you that, in the throes of the holidays here. However, my clients, we spend a morning, and we're done. We're usually done by or before 1 o'clock. That's because, again, my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we do the vast majority of the work for you. That's part of our service, is we save you literally dozens and dozens of hours of time, and all I need from you is I'll meet you for coffee at about 8 o'clock. We're going to go out. We're going to see our top places. We're going to ask them a lot of questions, gather a wealth of information. We're done by or before 1 o'clock. Can you spare a half a day to get this done? It could be the difference of getting the place that you really want for your loved one or not. And again, that's catching your interest. You can always reach out to me, 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. We'll talk about that. All right, now, the Senior Care Live question of the week. The peak demand for senior care is the summertime. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
While the holiday season can be hectic, finding the right gift doesn't have to be. In fact, the perfect holiday gift can be found at your local jeweler. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America explains.
Jewelry is more than a gift. It's a symbol of love and thoughtfulness. It's also a physical connection to memories. Unlike fast fashion and other such gifts, jewelry endures for generations, ensuring that it can be treasured not just today, but for years to come. Top gifts this year are custom jewelry pieces such as personalized gifts that show extra thought, along with jewelry in gold or platinum and diamond bracelets.
What else should we know?
The most important step is to shop with a reputable jeweler, like someone who's a member of Jewelers of America. They'll help you find the perfect gift for your loved ones and help bring the sparkle back to gift giving.
For more information and to find a jeweler near you, visit jewelers.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Peak demand for senior care is during the summertime. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. I gave you an easy one there if you were paying any attention. and I talk about this all the time. That's the lowest demand. There's always a demand, but it's the lowest during the summertime. And again, the peak demand is January, February, and maybe about halfway into March. And again, you can bank on that. I'll tell you that. All right. So you've had your family meetings and you're like, well, we think we're wanting to move. We're not sure. Steve, when is the right time? When's the best time to move? It is the most frequently asked question that I have had since 2002 when I first started senior care consulting. And sometimes it's pretty obvious. Sometimes it's really obvious. I spoke with one of my clients the other day, and their mother had been hospitalized several times in just a few months. I'm like, yeah, she needs a lot of care. She's not getting it at home. And she could probably really benefit from some steady constant care and frequently falling at home, those sort of things. So sometimes it's obvious, but I'll tell you, way more often than not, it's not quite so obvious at all. So I like to say that the following things should trigger the conversation of considering moving from home to a senior care community. Number one, when it is no longer safe to live at home. So we have a safety issue. And there are some pretty obvious safety concerns. A lot of these would actually be related to someone living there with some memory loss, some cognitive challenges. But leaving the stovetop burners on, that's one of the most common ones I've heard. I hear this all the time. One lady had her children at home. Her mother lived in their home with them. She trusted her mother there to be with her kids. Her mom had dementia, but she was doing okay. She's all right. So she left to run to the store, and she came back. She opened the door, and she smells all of this natural gas. And she's like, oh, my gosh. All of the burners were wide open, and I'm not sure why the safety mechanisms didn't stop that. She had a gas oven, gas range top, the whole thing. One spark in that house, and that whole thing's just blown up. She completely freaked out. She grabbed her kids. She grabbed her mom. She got out of the house. The fire department had to come over the whole thing. I've also had people share stories of their loved one leaving an electric burner on, which is also, obviously all these things are a fire issue, a fire hazard, or potential issue. Wandering away and not being able to find your way back home. That's it could be either walking away, maybe just go out for a walk and you forget how to get home. The more serious issue would be driving away and not able to find your way back home. And you hear more and more silver alerts. Be on the lookout for this person. They'll have a picture, a description, and where they were headed. And usually these things have a happy ending. Sometimes they do not. So that's a major safety issue. I had one person say, well, Steve, we're just going to lock Dad in the house. We'll just put some locks on there. We'll just lock him in so he can't get out. And I'm like, are you completely crazy? Seriously, don't you dare do that. Because if he needs to get out in case of an emergency, you just locked him in the house. If the house is on fire, whatever situation is, don't do that. Find other ways to deal with that issue. Malnutrition and dehydration, that's a major safety issue. And I have so many client stories, I could literally talk for days about these things. But I had one guy, and I met with he and his dad. His dad was such a sweet guy. And he said, Dad, tell Steve what you eat every day. Oh, I got this package of Oreos over here. And I'm like, what? So, like, as a little treat? Oh, no, that I eat a package of Oreos every day. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Okay. So he had some nutrition issues. Sometimes there's just no food in the house at all, or maybe dehydration issues. Unsanitary living conditions just due to neglect or just the inability to take care of some of those things. Injured at home. Frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. This one flies under the radar, but it's a major safety issue or concern. Not taking your medications properly, or maybe not taking them at all. That is a huge issue. And then, of course, you have the potential for elder financial abuse and other types of elder abuse. So when it is no longer safe to live at home, that should definitely trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. All right, number two, I'm going to call this a close two or maybe a 1A. When the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, this one is 100% avoidable, by the way. So we're talking about your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and, of course, your physical health. So as caregivers, we place our needs second. Everything that we need, our doctor's appointments, our everything, we just put it on the back burner. We're pouring everything that we have into being a great caregiver for this person that we love. We start skipping our doctor's and dental appointments. We skip out on social events. We stop going to book club. We stop meeting with all the guys down at the donut shop Friday mornings for donuts and coffee and conversation. We quit going to church. We just withdraw from everything. Let me tell you what, stress is a powerful force. I knew one gentleman I worked with, and he said, Steve, I took care of my wife with her first stroke. She had another stroke, and this one was worse. God love her. Wasn't her fault. And he says, Steve, I'm doing my best, but I can't do this again. I'm going to need some help. I could see that this man was being literally crushed under the weight and the stress of being a caregiver. And so we were in the process of, you know, getting ready to go out and tour the top communities, meeting her exact needs. And I get a call from his daughter. Oh, I understand that Dad was working with you. We're going to need to go out on those tours with you. My father passed away. He had a heart attack. He died in his sleep. That's a true story. Don't let that happen. So if, and it's completely avoidable. So if you see that the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, you can't let that go on very long. Because now you have two people declining, and it could have a tragic ending. And again, it's completely avoidable. Coming up next, I'm going to finish my thoughts on when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. You don't want to miss that.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51. Jefferson,
organization, when you come in, there's no shame in that, and being able to set yourself apart from individuals there and do what it takes and what's asked of you goes a long way.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger. And the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, just doing a quick review of when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. Number one, if there's a safety issue. Number two, if the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, you got to do something about that. And I'm telling you, I withheld some of the details on that story, but this man literally did die. And he had a heart attack, and he was being crushed by the stress. He just let this go too long. If you see your elderly parent or grandparent caring for their spouse, and you see they're really struggling, and they're just starting, again, to be crushed by the stress and by the work of all of this, you've got to intervene. You have to do something about it. This is 100% avoidable because you can fix this. You can bring in home care to give them a rest, give them a break. You can assemble a group of family and friend caregivers, and they can come in and they can give the primary caregiver a break. Everyone can take a shift. They need a break. They need a break. Okay? You can have your loved one move somewhere for a respite stay. That's 30 days or less. Give them a time to recharge and regroup and re-energize and revitalize and recommit to being a great caregiver. And then when you come back from the break, have some of these support systems set up so that they don't get so stressed out. Encourage them to go see your doctor. Encourage them to go back to church. Encourage them to go have donuts and coffee with the guys or the ladies' book club or whatever it is. You can fix this. It's pretty easy, actually. All right. I feel like I'm getting a little preachy, but I'm pretty passionate about this stuff, folks. And I'm hoping that this is helping someone in our listening audience. I know it is. All right, number three, when the cost of in-home care becomes too expensive. Now, you know that I love home care. It's care on an hourly basis, and they can help you with so many things. They can help you around the house. They can do some laundry, some light housekeeping, a little cooking, run errands with you, run to the post office, run to the pharmacy, maybe just hang out and watch a movie together, play some games together, read a book together, discuss current events together, whatever the case may be, some companionship, all of the above. So a home care provider can provide care and support and assistance on an hourly basis up to 24 hours a day. Now here's the thing. This is becoming pretty expensive like everything else is in the world. So it used to be $22, $24, $25, maybe upwards of $30 an hour. Post-COVID, and a lot of other reasons, I could probably do a whole show on this some other time. Now we're looking at, you just add 10 bucks to that. $32, $34, $38, $40 an hour. So if you're looking at 24-hour care, we're talking $25,000 to $30,000 a month. And I don't care how much money you have, that's a lot of money. Now, a lot of times it doesn't take that. Someone could come in 4, maybe 6 hours a day, 2 or 3 days a week, maybe every day, maybe 4 or 5, maybe all, you know, every single day. And it's a relatively affordable way to, again, give the primary caregiver a break so that they can do their thing and get away and see their doctor and all the stuff. And that could extend your stay at home for months or years. But if that need elevates to that 24-hour a day number, it could be cost prohibitive. And then finally, when the care that you provide is just not enough, just not able to keep up, why not consider changing your role from being that hands-on caregiver to the care manager or the care advocate, meaning find a great place that can provide care for your loved one so that you're not providing that hands-on, physical, everyday care. Someone else is, and they're getting paid to do that. And then you become the care manager, the care advocate. Speak for your loved one. Make sure that they're getting everything that they need. Make sure that they're getting the best care that they absolutely deserve. You know, one of my clients, I'm always reminded of this story. He said, "Steve, never serve my mother foul." I'm like, "What?" Like, what did you just say? And he says, "Steve, if it has a beak on it, my mom's not eating it. So turkey at Thanksgiving? Nope, we never had turkey. Right? Grilled chicken sandwich? Nope, never. Scrambled eggs? Not in our house." He said, "She won't complain, she just won't eat it." And I'm like, okay, no one ever would guess that, ever. So, and I worked with him, we found a great place for his mother. And at that point, she did have dementia, but she remembered. Anything with the beak, I'm not having anything to do with it. So he had to inform and work with the dietary department to make sure that they could provide things for his mom to eat that she would eat. And again, she wouldn't complain about it. She just wouldn't eat it. She would just go without. She would just go hungry. So speak for your loved one. Make sure they're getting the care that they need. Attend the care planning meetings. Make sure that everything's going well. If it's not going well, speak up. Okay, they can't fix it if they don't know about it. And just become the care manager, the care advocate. Okay, so you've decided that you're going to move. Now what? Don't do this. Don't do the old shotgun approach. All right, we're going to have a family meeting here, and Johnny, you go look at these places, and sis, now what do you think? Oh, yeah, there are a couple places, new places on the way to work. I'm going to stop by there. Okay, and I got like 3 or 4 places I'm going to stop by, and then here in a couple days, let's meet back together, and let's compare our notes, and we'll pick one, all right? Ready? Break. Right? Do not do that. This is part of the reason that it takes people 50 to 100 hours going through their search. Don't do that. The old shotgun approach. That would be like if you're in the market to buy a house and you're like, okay, there are a couple of signs in the yard down the street, and I saw a couple of houses for sale on my way to work, and oh yeah, and I heard about a couple of places here. I'm going to go check those out. Let's look at this. Let's look at these houses, and then let's get back and talk about it. No one in their right mind would ever, ever house hunt like that, ever. You would make a list. You would know what you're looking for. We're looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, or a 4-bedroom, 2.5, or 3-bath. We want a ranch style. We want a reverse story and a half. We want a 2, whatever. We want a large lot. We want a small lot. We want a corner lot. We want to be in this school district. We want to be out in the country. This is our budget. From here to here, this is our budget, right? You would know all of those things before you ever even thought about conducting your search. So there are a lot of things that you really need to know before beginning your search. Number one. What level of care do you need? What do you mean, Steve? Well, do you need long-term care? Do you need the assisted living level of care? Do you need the residential care level of care? Do you need Home Plus level of care? Do you need an ICF, an intermediate care facility level of care? If that sounds confusing, I'm just this is the tip of the iceberg. You have to know what level of care your loved one requires. And to figure that out, you have to know and understand the level of care provided at each one of these levels of care. And here's the easiest way that I can think to describe this. I look at the level of care as how that relates to their licensure. I try to make all this stuff super, super simple. So how are you licensed? So if you're licensed as a long-term care provider, then according to the licensure, you have to provide A, B, C, and D. And this is what you do. Assisted living, A, B, and C, and D. This is what you do. It's different than long-term care. Residential care, this is what you can do. Home Plus, this is what you can do. Intermediate care facility, this is what your licensure allows you to do. And this is what you must provide for your residents. So the first thing you need to know before beginning your search is what level of care will you or your loved one require? And after the break, I'll continue on the conversation of what to determine before beginning your search for a senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com. Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
The IRS wants to do your tax returns. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The IRS now has a $114 million budget to expand their direct file program. Filing with the IRS is like playing poker with mirrored sunglasses. Don't show your cards. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
The Jetson One, billed as a safe and fun personal electric aerial vehicle. That's right, aerial vehicle, a flying car that looks like a Formula One vehicle, but with propellers instead of wheels. It's kind of like a big drone, and you don't need a runway to take off and land. Rickard Stieber is from Jetson, makers of the Jetson One.
That is absolutely correct. So you can imagine that kind of drone that you have in front of you, and you have one lever on your left hand, which kind of you pull it back and you fly up, and then the joystick in your other hand is kind of you point where you want to go. So it's super easy to fly. You don't need a runway, you don't need a pilot license. And actually, you know, if you let go in midair, the controls, it will just stop and self-hover like a colibri. And if there's a wind gust coming, you know, the vehicle automatically self-stabilizes so that you're fixed in the air, so to speak.
Check out the Jetson One at Jetson.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A storm is brewing in Washington, D.C. Can President Trump avoid the pitfalls of all two-term presidents? And what's the secret behind 2026? We've got the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so back to what you must determine before ever beginning your search for a senior care community. This could be independent living, assisted living, long-term care. It could be all of the above in a continuing care retirement community. So what level of care do you need? I just talked about that. I relate that directly to licensure. That's a simple way to look at that. All right, number two, what type of care do you need within that level of care? Do you need just, for lack of a fancy term, I just call it general care. Just everyday, day-to-day, good old general care. Do you need general care? Do you need memory care? Memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. Just as simple as that. Do you need skilled nursing and rehab? Do you need mental health care that's very specialized? Do you need hospice care or respite care? So, you have to determine the level of care required. And then what type of care will you need? And when I work with our clients with senior care consulting, I look at this, I look at the big picture, and I also try to project our potential needs down the road. So our loved one is showing signs of cognitive issues. There's not an official diagnosis of dementia, but it's pretty clear that's what we're looking at here. So our loved one may be perfectly fine with general care for now, but at some point down the road, we want to make sure that memory care is available at the places that we consider, because here's the deal. If you choose a place that will meet your loved one's needs today, and you go along just great, then all of a sudden, 6, 12, 18, 24 months down the road, all of a sudden, your loved one needs memory care. Well, we don't have a memory care neighborhood or unit here. You're going to have to move. I can't tell you how many times that happens. So that doesn't happen with senior care consulting clients. We plan this stuff out. I like to look ahead and plan for all of the different potential issues or challenges or possibilities. Okay, so what type of care will you need today and into the future? And then the, what do they call it, the 800-pound elephant in the room? How are we going to pay for this? It's really expensive. So if you hear the term private pay, that means that this is as simple as it gets. You're paying for it. It's coming out of your pocket. You're using your resources to pay on a monthly basis to pay for that care. So private pay, Medicare, what does Medicare cover? What's it going to pay for? What about Medicaid? How do you qualify for that? How does it work? What will it pay for? Maybe you have long-term care insurance. I have looked at so many long-term care insurance policies to help my clients understand what it pays for, how it works. When is this thing going to kick in? How long is the elimination period? If you've had an inflation rider over the last 20 years, do you have the most recent printout from your company on what that daily rate will be? Because it'll be probably double what it was at the beginning. Okay, so what are we looking at there? Do you qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit that will help veterans and the surviving spouses pay for the high cost of senior care? All right, so what level of care do we need? What type of care do we need? And then payment method, how are we going to pay for all of this? And then location. Location is always important. We always want to be as close as possible. My question is, how far out are you willing to drive for the best care for your loved one? And most folks are pretty reasonable with that. And they're not going to say, well, Steve, it has to be within 1 mile of my house because I want it to be very convenient. No one says that. Oh, Steve, I don't know. I'm willing to drive half hour, you know, each one way. Or an hour. Or they'll just let me know, you know, maybe 10, 20, 30, 50 miles, whatever it is. So that helps us with our location parameters. And then any personal preferences and needs. That's something very specific to you and your loved one. One of my clients said, Dad. They didn't say dad. One of my clients said, their dad has played piano for 50, 60 years. And she said, see, my dad can just play the heck out of the piano. It just makes him happy. It just fills him up. It would be great if they had a piano there that dad could play. And I'll guarantee you, he'll go over to that piano, he'll start playing, and pretty soon there are going to be people gathering. And then pretty soon there's going to be some dancing and some singing going on, and it's a beautiful thing. And guess what? I'm a musician. I get that. So I don't think it would be nice to have. I think that's a, we got to have. So any personal preferences and needs. So level of care, type of care, payment methods, location, personal preferences and needs. You need to understand and identify all of that before ever even thinking about beginning your search for a senior care community. Whew, if all of that sounds overwhelming, it is. If it sounds complicated, it is. It just is. You can't go out and just look at places. You can go out and talk to 5, 6, 10 different assisted living communities, and guess what? You're probably going to hear something a little bit different and maybe a lot different from each and every one of those places. There's just a lot of variations out there. Okay? You might even hear some misinformation. So I look at all of these groups online, and somebody says, well, I need something. And so all these people chime in with all of these ideas and comments and options. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my gosh, it's pretty incredible. And it's pretty apparent and obvious that a lot of these folks don't know what they're talking about. And they're putting out some absolute wrong information out there into the public. Into the marketplace. All right, so you got to be careful where you're going to get your information. And you want to do this right, and you want to get it right. So Again, if you're interested in having some assistance from Senior Care Consulting, we can jump on this thing.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. An end to the 50-year rule of the Assad family in Syria.
The government of Syrian President Bashar Assad fell after a lightning rebel advance. The head of a Syrian opposition war monitor says President Assad fled before insurgents arrived, who claim they entered Damascus after a remarkably swift advance nationwide. The Syrian prime minister says the government was ready to extend its hand to the opposition and hand over its functions to a transitional government.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Assad and his family are now in Russia, where they've been granted asylum. The Biden administration wants to expand compensation for stranded airline passengers. White House correspondent Greg Clexton has more.
Before Joe Biden leaves office next month, the administration is taking steps toward requiring airlines to pay cash compensation and cover lodging and meals for passengers who are stranded when an airline causes flights to be canceled or changed. The Transportation Department supports the new passenger protections because air travel is breaking records. But an airline industry group warns that the proposal would drive up ticket prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says kids born in the U.S. could be deported if their parents are in the country illegally. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, President Trump said he doesn't want to break up families, so kids may have to leave alongside their illegal immigrant parents once he takes office. Trump also reaffirmed his commitment to ending birthright citizenship, which was never intended for illegal immigrants. An increase in the number of earthquakes under a volcano near Alaska's largest city this year has the attention of geologists. Mount Spur is northwest of Anchorage and last erupted in 1992. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Just over a month after Ernst & Young resigned as its public accounting firm, Supermicro Computers says a review committee's found no evidence of fraud or misconduct among the server maker's leadership.
Supermicro is also searching for a new chief financial officer and appointing other executives per recommendations from the committee. The panel began its review several months ago after Ernst & Young communicated concerns over issues like transparency. Additional information that emerged during this review eventually led EY to resign as Supermicro's public accountant in October. But on Monday, Supermicro maintained its committee found no evidence of misconduct.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A new holiday list compiled by Newsweek says the most popular Christmas song of all time is Bing Crosby's White Christmas. The 1942 hit was the title track of Crosby's White Christmas musical. News and analysis at townhall.com. An update on the reward and the manhunt for the person who killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City.
Investigators are facing a dichotomy. They have troves of evidence from Wednesday morning's killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, but they don't have the suspect identified. Authorities have been distributing a photo of his face taken at a hostel in New York City, and now police released two more pictures of the suspect from a camera mounted inside a taxi. Retracing his steps through surveillance video, it now appears the gunman left New York City on a bus soon after the shooting outside the New York Hilton Midtown. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President-elect Trump names personal attorney Alina Haba as counselor to the president. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can become part of Intelligent Medicine by calling 877-726-8255. That's our call-in line. That's available to you 24/7, 365. And we have, at the very least, some recorded questions that we're going to field. We're also going to take a look at some of the important stories of the day. We're going to focus on some current events. Big trial happening in Manhattan. Jordan Neely was the victim of a chokehold on a subway, thought to be administered by a good Samaritan, Daniel Penny. And we're going to take a look at one of the medical controversies around the death of Jordan Neely. Also, we're going to look at some interesting studies that look at the benefits of olive leaf extract for the mitochondria, and we got lots more. We got so many things to share with you today that I kind of wish I had 4 or 5 hours. We're going to try and cram in as much as we can, plus your phone calls and questions. And I'm going to start with something that is a current event, and because some of you may be listening to this program as a podcast, this mystery will have been solved by the time that you hear the podcast. And that has to do with the death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, who was gunned down in Midtown Manhattan. And here in New York, I live in Manhattan, we're kind of on edge because of random stabbings from homeless people and slashings that can occur at the slightest instigation on our subways and our streets. Recently, these events have New Yorkers on edge, so it was quite a shock this week when we heard that the CEO of United Healthcare, it's a pretty big deal. This guy runs a huge health insurance conglomerate. It's a company that's expected to bring in revenues of $450 billion in 2025. Thompson earned a salary in the region of $10 million a year, and he was gunned down in a place very familiar to me, right on near 6th Avenue, one of the busiest thoroughfares in Manhattan, early in the morning, so maybe it wasn't that crowded, right in front of the Hilton Hotel, a place that I frequent and is very familiar to me. And initially, the report went out that he had been shot, but curiously, the police statement said that this poses no risk to ordinary New Yorkers. And I thought immediately, well, this is not a random madman gunning people down on the street. This was a hit, specifically aimed at Brian Thompson. And so when there's a crime like this, detectives, investigators first look to a motive. Could it be a jealous lover, for example, or a shady business deal gone awry, or perhaps gambling debts? But here in this case, there are literally millions of suspects. The reason being that United Healthcare is in a position where they are often denying health claims to millions of Americans. In addition to denying health claims to ordinary people who have medical issues, you know, perhaps they have a hospitalization and suddenly they get a huge bill resulting in medical bankruptcy. There are also doctors who may be holding a grudge against United Healthcare because they'll do a procedure and then they'll get a paltry reimbursement, or perhaps no reimbursement at all, or perhaps their payments will be stalled for months, creating a big cash flow for their practices. So as to motive, there are a lot of people who might have cheered on the demise of Brian Thompson. And in fact, social media is abuzz with posts like this. Today, we mourn the death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, gunned down. Wait, I'm sorry. Today, we mourn the deaths of the 68,000 Americans who needlessly die each year so that insurance company execs like Brian Thompson can become multimillionaires. And I got to say, that is kind of a chilling message, but a lot of people have been expressing it, and they've been getting a lot of blowback because when somebody is killed, it's not that cool to cheer it on, right? And to say, yeah, he deserved it. But there's evidence that the shooter may have been part of a movement to push back against the excesses of United Healthcare, because the shell casings that were recovered at the scene bear the inscription, "Deny, defend, and depose." And deny is what the insurance company does a lot of times when it comes to claims. And defend, I guess, is maybe what this crazy shooter thought he was doing. And depose has multiple meanings. It has to do with what you do in court when you interrogate someone as part of a deposition, perhaps exposing insurance company malfeasance. But it also has the meaning that you're deposing a dictator by, in effect, removing them from office or maybe even assassinating them. And there's a story here that gives a little background on the problems that United Healthcare is experiencing. They say the United Healthcare Group is the nation's largest health insurance conglomerate, huge revenues, but they're also notorious for denying claims. They're being probed by the Department of Justice for alleged antitrust violations because they kind of cornered the market on health insurance. They have also come under fire from angry patients who formed militant groups who claim the insurer refused to cover their care. And indeed, there are a lot of posts on social media from people saying that they were denied claims and the horrible predicament that's put them in terms of their potential medical bankruptcy. There's a group that says United Healthcare Group's profiteering by denying care is a disgrace, leaving people across Minnesota and all of the United States without the care they desperately need. And there's a lot of concern about their practices. They deny claims almost by default, which makes patients and doctors have to undertake very, very lengthy and arduous appeals to get some sort of reimbursement for the care that was administered. And so there's also some concern, as of now, that United Healthcare, and in particular Brian Thompson, may have been involved in some form of insider trading, which creates another potential motive for gunning him down. Maybe they were worried that he was going to dish on the lucrative inside trading that may have implicated others in a scam, because people who are helming major insurance companies kind of know where the market's going to move with new medical innovations or potentially new regulations, their impact on the health insurance industry. And so by the time you hear this, maybe a motive will be revealed and the shooter will be apprehended. But it kind of highlights what's happening in American healthcare, which is it is largely administered by large private for-profit insurance companies who have a motive to keep costs down, but sometimes to the disadvantage of doctors and patients desirous of medical care. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I've partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
We're with Liam. After his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A storm is brewing in Washington, D.C. Can President Trump avoid the pitfalls of all two-term presidents? And what's the secret behind 2026? We've got the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, 877-726-8255. In a moment, we're going to tell you men out there who are looking for just the right Christmas gift for your wife or your significant other, and you want her to stay healthy, why maybe the right choice for a gift this holiday season is to buy her a mop and broom. We'll be back after we take one of our listeners' questions. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I heard a caller ask about an elderly gentleman who had taken a fall and then had balance issues. My mother had the same problem, and we ended up we found a technique where they reposition the granules in the inner ear. It's a positioning technique that helped tremendously. She got her balance back after having that repositioning technique. So I thought that might help your caller. Thank you. And
okay.
Thanks for the wonderful work you do. Bye.
Thank you so much. Okay, this is very interesting because it turns out that the inner ear has these little channels in which fluid moves around. This is the vestibular system of the inner ear that's responsible for positioning and balancing in space. And so fluid moves around, and it moves little tiny cilia or little tiny hair projections within these what are called semicircular canals that are oriented in different directions, you know, up, down, sideways, you know, and so on. And as the fluid moves, it could send signals to the brain that tells you what position you are in space, which helps if you're a gymnast doing, you know, triple somersaults, but also helps if you just want to walk around and move around in the world. When you bend over, when you reposition yourself, the fluid moves around and tells your brain where you are, where you're orienting in space. As you age, though, there's development of little tiny crystals within these canals. And it's kind of like those snowball scenes, you know, with like, I don't know, here in New York they sell them with the Chrysler Building or the Empire State Building with little white flakes and you shake it up. And or you can get the Eiffel Tower in Paris. And these flakes move around and they can sometimes disturb the cilia. And so some ingenious ear, nose, and throat doctor came up with something called the Epley maneuver, which is a way to kind of shake around the little snowball or move around these little crystals so that it alleviates dizziness. And there's actually some instructions on how to perform the Epley maneuver at home on your own, but professionals do it better. And through these movements of the head, you can actually get considerable relief from dizziness. So look up Epley, E-P-L-E-Y maneuver, if you're suffering from dizziness. It's not always the cause of dizziness, but it's one of the more frequent fixes for dizziness. There are many other causes, and sometimes dizziness is really hard to alleviate. But it's great when it works, and thanks for calling that in. Okay, so this item, this is based on a study. Daily chores may provide cardiovascular protection in women who don't exercise. Sounds kind of sexist, right? You know, like, well, what about men? You know, I do the vacuuming. I kind of enjoy it. And, you know, I do other chores. You have to move around furniture sometimes when you vacuum, and you do other things around the house. And that's a form of physical activity. It's not quite vigorous physical activity. For people who don't exercise, perhaps that those bouts of physical activity that are called VILPA, vigorous intermittent lifestyle physical activity, which can be related to your occupation or housework or, you know, just traveling around, you know, climbing stairs, etc. It turns out that short, intense bouts of physical activity during daily life were associated with a lower risk of major adverse cardiovascular events in non-exercising women, according to this study. It did not, however, apply to men for some reason or another. They were unable to find an explanation for why it was just a female phenomenon. Among exercisers, though, if you're already exercising, that little add-on, you know, like the vacuuming that I do on top of the regular exercise I do, it doesn't provide any add-on benefits. If you're not exercising as a woman, that is applicable. However, there's a problem in all these studies about something called reverse causation. Because, yeah, if you're so debilitated that you can't even do housework, maybe, just maybe, you're at higher risk for cardiovascular problems to begin with, and it's not about the exercise, it's about your diminished capacity to do housework. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
While the holiday season can be hectic, finding the right gift doesn't have to be. In fact, the perfect holiday gift can be found at your local jeweler. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America explains.
Jewelry is more than a gift. It's a symbol of love and thoughtfulness. It's also a physical connection to memories. Unlike fast fashion and other such gifts, jewelry endures for generations, ensuring that it can be treasured not just today, but for years to come. Top gifts this year are custom jewelry pieces such as personalized gifts that show extra thought, along with jewelry in gold or platinum and diamond bracelets.
What else should we know?
The most important step is to shop with a reputable jeweler, like someone who's a member of Jewelers of America. They'll help you find the perfect gift for your loved ones and help bring the sparkle back to gift giving.
For more information and to find a jeweler near you, visit jewelers.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours. With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. That number is available to you anytime during the week. If you have a question or a comment, previously we had a very constructive comment about the Epley maneuver that prompted a discussion. You can call 877-726-8255. And in a moment, we're going to talk about sickle cell trait, because it's an issue that came up during the trial of Daniel Penny, the so-called Good Samaritan. For some people, he is a villain who restrained Jordan Neely on a subway here in New York City, which highlights a controversy about the role that sickle trait may have played in the death of Jordan Neely and its impact on athletes. But before we do that, here's an item. Headline, Gen Z are tired. Typically, young people are expected to have more energy than their older counterparts. I think you can generally concede that. But a recent poll reveals that Gen Z is the most fatigued generation. The surveys from Talker Research, 1,000 U.S. adults were asked, how often do you feel tired? Turns out that 24% of those born between 1997 and 2006, that's the Gen Z folks. Wow, I can't believe these folks are already adults, born between 1997 and 2006. So these are teenagers and young adults in their 20s. They said they, quote, always feel tired. That's 24% of them, the highest percentage among the four generations surveyed. 34% of Gen Z respondents said that they, quote, often feel tired, compared to 20% of my generation, boomers. Only 5% of Gen Zers report that they are, quote, rarely tired, while 18% of baby boomers felt the same. And this ties into their disrupted sleep habits, right? They tend to party hardy. They pull all-nighters, various jobs. But they also are prey to devices. Technology is said to be in part to blame, according to the poll, because people are going to bed and doom-scrolling, spending a lot of time online, and that robs them of necessary time to sleep. So one of the commentators here says, chronic fatigue among young adults often arises from a societal pressure that equates busyness with productivity. Gen Zers subconsciously believe that cutting back on sleep creates more time to focus on work, relationships, or personal goals, but it actually works against you. It makes it harder to function effectively during the day, actually undermining productivity. So that's a nice tie-in to something that can help to increase your energy. We talked about it frequently here on Intelligent Medicine. If you need a boost to get through another crazy holiday season, well, do spend some more time getting adequate sleep, allocate proper time to rest, but also boost your energy and fight seasonal fatigue with NT Factor's holiday sale. From now through January 1st, get 20% off either size of NT Factor lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor free. That's a $36 value. Now, NT Factor is the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. We've talked about how it impacts mitochondrial performance here on Intelligent Medicine, describing clinical trials that have shown that NT Factor's exclusive formula reduces fatigue by almost half. Yeah, that's in studies. And it helps to reduce some of the unwanted effects of aging because of the mitochondrial theory of aging. As your mitochondria wind down, well, that's one of the ways that you wind down. I don't go a day without it, so take advantage of NT Factor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off NT Factor lipids powder and receive a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor free through January 1st. Call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158 or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. See all the products there at ntfactor.com. And try it. Put it in as part of your mitochondrial support portfolio. Okay, so this item, another current events item from the police blotter here in New York City, where I live. Jordan Neely died at the hands of Daniel Penny, who many witnesses say saved them from an attack by this individual, Jordan Neely, who apparently was high on drugs, had previous convictions for assault, and Jordan Neely was restrained with a chokehold and ultimately died. So now Daniel Penny is being tried for manslaughter. And the results of this may already have been released to you if you're listening to this program as a podcast, because a verdict is coming down this week. And this highlights a controversy about the role that sickle cell trait may have played in the death of Jordan Neely. So when somebody dies, there's always a pathologist report. You know, what was the cause of death? And it's important in murder or manslaughter trials to ascertain that the cause of death was directly related to whatever the defendant perpetrated on the victim. And so this is one of the crucial aspects of the case. Speaking on behalf of the prosecutors, a coroner of the city of New York said that Jordan Neely died due to asphyxiation. He was choked out. He was deprived of oxygen, and that's what killed him. But another pathologist, on behalf of the defendant, Daniel Penny, testified that it wasn't that clear that asphyxiation was the cause of death, that Jordan Neely had imbibed a bunch of drugs, synthetic marijuana. He was highly agitated. And in addition, he had an underlying condition. He had sickle trait. Now, let's talk a little bit about sickle trait. Sickle cell anemia is a condition where you get two hits of a gene, and it causes your red blood cells to sickle at the slightest instigation. Any kind of stress, and that happens frequently to people who suffer from sickle cell anemia, causes their red blood cells to sickle. They're normally round. They become sickle-shaped. They clump, and they cause blood clots, impaired circulation through the body, and this can be devastating and painful and can even cause death, and often results in them being unfortunately addicted to pain medication. So another form of this is just you get one hit, and that's sickle trait. And ordinarily these folks have normal lives. They don't experience the sickling that people with the double hit have. But there's controversy about sickle trait and its impact on the risk for sudden death. And there's actually some implications that stigmatizing people with sickle trait might be a form of discrimination. So in 2010, the NCAA, after some deaths of athletes with sickle trait, not sickle cell, because if you got sickle cell, you're not going to become a collegiate athlete or a professional athlete. It is too debilitating. But sickle trait, you know, you can be fine. And it turns out that a fairly high percentage of individuals of African-American background in the low single digits, but a fairly high percentage have sickle trait. And as a result, the NCAA enacted rules that people had to be tested for sickle trait before entering collegiate athletics. The American College of Hematology, experts on blood, pushed back on this initiative. They said that this might potentially discriminate against athletes, and especially now that athletes make big money, even in college, this might be a form of discrimination that results in them losing out on a lifetime of lucrative athletic contracts. So the hematology organization said, yeah, there's no reason to isolate sickle cell carriers with different restrictions on their activities, because that's a form of discrimination. On the other hand, it's a real thing that under certain conditions, individuals with sickle trait, just the trait alone, can sickle. They can have bouts of sickling and blood clumping that can be very dangerous, an instance of which is Super Bowl champ Ryan Clark, who was with the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2007, and he suffered a medical emergency during a game against the Broncos in Denver. Remember, when you play in Denver, you play at a place called Mile High Stadium, and altitude is a risk factor for sickling. There's lower levels of oxygen and higher elevations, and a combination of high levels of athletic exertion and oxygen deprivation at altitude can cause sickling, even in people who have just the trait. Clark was rushed to a hospital after experiencing severe pain in his side. They thought it was a muscular injury, but it turned out he suffered a blood clot in his spleen due to a sickle cell trait that he was diagnosed with as a child. And so he recovered, and he subsequently played football. But this is a real thing. So, you know, is it PC to dismiss sickle cell as a risk factor for athletes? Did sickle cell play a role for Jordan Neely in his death when he was highly stressed? He was on drugs. He was oxygen deprived due to the choking. That's going to be a matter for the jury to decide what role it may have played. It remains a controversy, and the controversy affects many collegiate athletes of African-American background. 877-726-8255 is our number.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
'Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Ev Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We'll play part two of our conversation with Ray Richmond, author of The Sopranos, The Complete Visual History. Plus, we'll welcome back Stephanie Powers, the actress known around the world as Jennifer Hart on Heart to Heart. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR.
Believe in them. Reversing this trend demands that our education system get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, math, and the sciences, and upholding high standards. The success and future of our country depends on the ability of our citizens to read and think. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about how we're working for a world-class education for every student. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A storm is brewing in Washington, D.C. Can President Trump avoid the pitfalls of all two-term presidents? And what's the secret behind 2026? We've got the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's take one of those recorded calls that we got over the week.
Dr. Hoffman, I'm 87 years old. Recently listened to your podcast with Brian, the body trainer. And I started taking strength exercises recently. Had arthritis in my right wrist. And it's painful doing the exercises, but I managed to get through them. I'm doing quite a few. Well, anyway, I'm doing push-ups and I'm doing weights and so forth 3 days a week. But I'm worried about my wrist. Is it... going to hurt the arthritis? It seems like it's all right after a while, but I work through the pain. Thanks for your help.
Okay, so, you know, first of all, congratulations to you at 87 that you got the initiative to undertake a program of exercise. And, you know, strength training and resistance training I think are really great for stalling aging and preventing frailty. So you have a localized problem in your wrist, and so, you know, this is something that I've observed for me personally, is that it's always something. you know, when you're past the age of 60, it's going to be the shoulder or the knee or, oh, no, today my ankle is a little bit funky, and it's always going to be something. So you have to be strategic in modifying your exercise program. So if there's pressure on your wrist with one form of exercise or another, you know, work your lower body. You know, working your lower body is fine while keeping your wrist neutral for a few days to reduce the potential for blowing up some inflammation. The other thing that I do that I find extremely helpful is to get in the pool. And I'm a good swimmer, and so for me, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes in the pool is a great workout, and it's also very merciful on the joints. You can also engage in programs of water aerobics, water aquatics or water exercises. Many pools have programs, and if you're retired, you can go in the middle of the day. That's when seniors like to go to the pool during the non-busy hours and get the requisite exercise that they need to stave off problems. So you just have to be strategic. There's always a workaround when it comes to exercise. Well, when it comes to arthritis, here's a potential solution. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? I've recently been turned on to the benefits of collagen, and I found a company that makes a great collagen supplement. Collagen is the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues, as well as your joints. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, so it can have a cosmetic benefit. And it also supplies the amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair. And I've supported the use of collagen for my patients. I'm gratified to see that collagen's been named by Consumer Reports as a winning dietary supplement. And the collagen that I've decided is the right one for me, and the one I recommend, is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Now, why I like it is because Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid, as well as biotin, to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. And studies have shown that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation, which is germane to our previous caller. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out or reverse some of the effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. So if you want to get more information or order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman, mybrightcore.com/Hoffman, or call 888-592-9909, and they have a special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. You can buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman, or call 888-592-9909 for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein. All right, we're talking about the mitochondria and things that help the mitochondria. Here's another one, and this is kind of a surprise because we know that olive oil is beneficial, and especially olive oil that's very aromatic and has a slightly green tint because that is a signature for its high content of beneficial polyphenols like something called oleuropein. This study is entitled Mitochondrial Calcium Uptake Declines During Aging. Well, that's, you know, a way that the mitochondria start to go awry, but is directly activated by oleuropein to boost energy metabolism and skeletal muscle performance. So, very interesting. They screened 5,000 different bioactive molecules, and they found that the polyphenol oleuropein is something that stimulates mitochondrial respiration via maintenance of uptake of calcium. And so, add olive oil, and specifically oleuropein, which you can get as olive oil, olive leaf extract, as a way to support your mitochondria.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to youthful vitality?
Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of Urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Bashar al-Assad of Syria is removed from power.
The leader of the largest insurgent group in Syria has visited the capital's Umayyad mosque and declared that the victory against President Bashar al-Assad was a victory for the Islamic nation. In his first public appearance since fighters entered the Damascus suburbs on Saturday, Abu Muhammad al-Jolani addressed supporters at the sprawling mosque, now calling himself by his given name, Ahmad al-Shara, instead of his nom de guerre. He told hundreds of people that Assad had made Syria a farm for Iran's greed. 42-year-old Abu Muhammad al-Jolani is labeled a terrorist by the United States. I'm Karen Chamath.
Russian state news say that Assad has arrived in Moscow. The Biden administration says it's providing almost $1 billion in arms support for Ukraine. A DOD press release said the package, which is for $988 million, will provide munitions for rocket systems and unmanned aerial systems. It comes as House Speaker Mike Johnson rejected a White House request earlier in the week for an additional $24 billion in aid by the end of the year. A Stellantis joint venture with Samsung SDI wins a commitment from the Energy Department for up to $7.5 billion to help build two electric vehicle battery plants in Indiana.
The project being built by StarPlus Energy LLC is expected to create at least 2,800 jobs at the plants and hundreds more at parts suppliers. StarPlus has to meet technical, legal, environmental, and financial conditions before the government will fund the plan. It's unclear whether the loan will be funded before President-elect Donald Trump, a critic of electric vehicle projects, takes office on January 20th.
Correspondent Jeremy House. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Domestic policy expert Matt Continetti says he wasn't surprised that President Biden pardoned his son Hunter so much as by the breadth and scope of that pardon.
He's not just pardoning Hunter for the crimes for which a jury found him guilty, the tax evasion crime and the gun charge. He's pardoning Hunter for all crimes he may have committed over a period of 11-some years.
He says it raises questions about what President Biden may be trying to hide about his own connection with Hunter's suspected influence peddling activities over the years, one of which being Ukraine. He was interviewed this week by Salem Radio Network. Residents of seven Louisiana nursing homes who were sent to ride out 2021's Hurricane Ida in a warehouse are being offered shares of a nearly $9 million settlement. Officials say all of the 427 former residents who filed legal claims are being sent letters outlining the proposed settlement. News and analysis at townhall.com. Drinking water in New Jersey's capital city and some surrounding communities went largely untested for more than a year. John Scott has more.
The utility fired a worker who falsified the relevant reports. Trenton Water Works reportedly became aware of the problem a year ago. It says an investigation determined that the water sample collector fudged reports meant to monitor for disinfection byproducts, E. coli, and other things from October 2022 through last December. The worker hasn't been charged but was fired. The utility says the water is safe now. John Scott reporting.
10 people have been injured after a police officer on a motorcycle crashed into bystanders at a parade in Palm Springs, California. Witnesses say the officer was allegedly popping a wheelie and suddenly lost control of his motorcycle. California Highway Patrol is investigating the incident. More on these stories at townhall.com.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights Contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we begin with a Christmas episode of The Adventures of the Saint. And later debut our latest Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar storyline, known as the Meg's Palace Matter. Bob Bailey will be joined by Virginia Gregg as Meg. First, though, a character created by author Leslie Charteris. The Saint first came to radio in 1945, starring Edgar Barrier. That NBC program only lasted a few months, and when it returned now over on CBS, Brian Ahern was playing the Saint. Ah, but the most famous fellow to voice that role is Vincent Price. Here he is at a holiday offering with Larry Dobkin as Louis the cab driver. And also featured Mary Shipp, Betty Lou Gerson, Hi Averbeck, Ted Osborne, and Stanley Farrar. Don Stanley serves as the announcer. And this is from Christmas Eve, 1950.
Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. the Robin Hood of modern crime, now comes transcribed to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor Vincent Price as the Saint.
Come in.
Hi, Mr. Templeton.
Oh, hello, Louie.
Where are you?
I'm in my room. I'll be ready in a minute.
Hey, wait till you see my cab. I gave it a bath for Christmas.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to rush you, but if you don't hurry, Christmas Eve is going to be already Christmas morning. And what'll all them tots think?
Oh, them tots will be singularly fortunate. However, all I have to do now is get my whiskers on. There. How do I look?
Mr. Templar, if I didn't know you was Mr. Templar,
yes,
I wouldn't know who you were.
Mm. Louis, don't I look like Santa Claus?
This may come as a surprise to you, Mr. Templar. Santa Claus is fat.
Oh.
You're not fat.
Oh. Well, hand me that cushion from the couch, huh?
Okay. Here.
Ah, thank you. Now then. How's that?
Now say ho, ho, ho.
What for?
Santa Claus is always say ho, ho, ho.
Oh, I see. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, anyway, you look like Santa Claus. Hey, Mr. Temple, whose idea was this?
Mrs. Winterbottom's.
Oh, the dame who annoys tots on Christmas Eve.
Mrs. Winterbottom is a very well-known philanthropist, and every Christmas Eve she collects hundreds of small children and feeds them.
Yeah. Who feeds them the rest of the year?
Don't be bitter, Louie.
Sorry.
At least I ought to give the little tots a laugh.
Yeah. And I suppose there is something to be said for Mrs. Winterbottom.
Don't say it now.
Don't worry.
There's something to be said for Santa Claus, too. He does go around filling stockings.
Yeah, I know a blonde. Shouldn't say that either, huh?
No. Someone at the door. Louis, would you mind?
No. It's probably one of them tots. Correction. It's a tot 20 years later.
Get in.
I'm already in.
Back up.
I'm backing up.
Thanks. Now reach, gents.
You know, that gun in her hand looks loaded.
Now that you mention...
Reach.
For what?
The chandelier.
You can't.
Why not?
No chandelier.
Oh, a wise guy, huh?
If you're going to shoot me, I insist on knowing your name.
Just call me Sally.
Sally. And your last name?
Never mind that. How would you like to get plugged in the...
Bread basket?
Where?
Oh, let's pass lightly over that. I wouldn't like to get plugged anywhere.
And shut up.
All right.
Where is it?
Right down the hall.
Are you trying to be smart?
Not especially.
So it's going to be like that, huh?
Like what?
Now you listen to me, Fats Boylan.
Huh?
You shut up, too.
I didn't say anything.
Well, shut up anyway.
I'm shutting up.
What was I saying?
You just finished calling me Fats Boylan.
That's right.
That's wrong. I'm not Fats Boylan.
Ha. Huh.
Well, it helps keep the conversation
going. Look, Fats, are you going to stop stalling and hand over the stuff, or will I have to shoot?
Since I am not Fats Boylan, and since I have no stuff to hand over, I'm afraid you'll have to shoot.
Mr. Templar, that could be fatal.
You keep quiet, punk.
Who's a punk?
You're a punk.
Mr. Templar, am I a punk?
Well, Sally is just a little confused this evening,
confused
Louie.
Confused or not, she shouldn't call me a...
Oh, shut up!
Oh. You don't have to start bawling.
I am not... I
You were just about to shoot me.
Well, I know, but then you'd bleed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't stand the sight of blood.
Why don't you strangle him?
Louis, don't be unkind. It seems to be the doorbell again.
No, wait.
Oh, it's very impolite to keep people waiting.
But I must have been followed here.
Sally, look, stop illustrating a point with that gun. It might go off.
I don't care.
But then I'd bleed.
But where can I go? I've got to hide.
Well, try the kitchen.
All right.
Oh, come on in. It's open house tonight.
Well, my old pal, Fats.
I am not.
Boylan.
Although I'm beginning to waver. Perhaps I am. Simon, the split personality. Who are you?
Joe Hudson. You remember your old pal, Hudson.
Hudson. Well, I must admit you look like a hornet, but your lines aren't as nice. Look, if I'm your old pal, why don't I know you?
Oh, that's easy. We never met personally.
Well, how else can you meet? Ignore that. But if we haven't met personally or otherwise, how can I be your pal?
Oh, I was just being friendly. Besides... Hey, you got something for me.
I have?
Great little kidder, ain't you, Fats? Ain't he, pal?
Now I feel better. I'm a pal, too.
Look, I wish I deserved your delighted choice.
Just leave me have the stuff, and then I'll get...
Stuff again. What stuff?
Ever see one of these before?
I'm afraid I'm going to disappoint you, but the answer is yes, I have.
Good, good. And you know how it works. It shoots bullets at guys. Guys who get bullet shot at them have a habit of dying.
Really? Well, then perhaps you'd better not shoot that gun at me.
I won't. So gimme.
So I ain't got. Well, that is, I...
That is, you ain't got.
Thanks, Louis.
Basic, I ain't a patient man. Hand the stuff over, or
I don't have any stuff.
Or you get shot.
I'd bleed.
Who cares?
I do. I hoped you might. However...
This could be a stall. This could be trouble, so you...
You can't shoot him.
Why not?
It's against the law. I read it in the papers. It's against the law.
Yeah, I believe you.
Oh, well, so that's okay.
Yeah, but I like doing things against the law.
Oh. Well, you could go to jail.
I already been there.
Well, for shooting somebody, they'll hang you or something.
If somebody told them.
Well, I would.
You would, huh?
I would.
So maybe I'd better shoot you first.
Well, I wouldn't want to deprive Mr. Templer of the privilege.
Well, Fats, it's your last chance.
Oh, not that phrase. Also, I still don't know...
So it looks like I'm going to break a law.
Hey, who did that?
You did, you dope. I did not. This here is a plan.
But you won't get away with it.
Goodbye, Mr. Hudson.
Mr. Templer, who made with the artillery?
It must have been Sally. She's in the kitchen.
She can stay there.
She saved our lives, Louis.
Yeah, but maybe by now she's found out she likes to shoot guns.
Let's hope not.
Hello.
It was nice of you to frighten Mr. Hudson off.
I did?
You did.
I didn't hit anybody?
No.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Hey, I've got her.
She's out cold.
Come on, I'll put her on the couch. Come on.
It's a little late, but somebody ought to mention she is not a bad-looking dish.
You've mentioned it.
Looking for smelling salts in her bag?
No, identification. Here's a driver's license. Her name is Sally Walters. Address, 49 Arden Drive. Social Security card. She's the secretary.
That's what I need. Take it back.
She's coming, too. Better put the bag back.
Yeah, but keep the gun, though. There's still some bullets in it.
No. We don't want her to know we went through her bag.
We're ashamed of ourselves?
We're going to pay her a visit.
She ain't home.
But she will be after she leaves here, and then perhaps we can find out what keeps the home fires burning.
Sally was in kind of a hurry leaving us.
So she was.
Mr. Templer, don't look right, Santa Claus chasing a blonde.
I'm not chasing her.
Technicalities will get you no place. Hey, this must be it. 49. What is she a secretary of? The Treasury?
I suspect this is where she works, Louis.
She works overtime, huh?
Yeah, and probably sleeps in. Come on.
I hope that nobody is peeking because they'll think Santa Claus is off schedule.
I think perhaps I can manage without the whiskers.
Yeah.
Ouch!
Now you look like an imposter.
Will you ring, Louie?
Okay. You know, this is the type house I got a feeling Santa Claus would have to use the servants' entrance.
Yes.
I'm Simon Templer.
You are?
I am.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Mr. Templer, all butlers are like him?
I doubt it. I think he's been practicing.
Haw.
Haw.
Well, good night, then.
I think not.
Would you mind removing your shoe from the door?
I would.
You might at least have shined it.
Humphrey, whoever is it at this time of night?
No one, madam.
Oh, but such an interesting-looking no one. Santa Claus, you've lost your whiskers.
I haven't. They're right here in my pocket.
How nice.
Actually, my name is Simon Templer.
I'm Carla Worth.
This is Louis.
Hi. Oh, I mean...
Hi.
Be kind to the peasants type.
Did you want to see me?
Now that I've seen you, yes.
Well, come in, then.
Thank you.
But, madam...
Humphrey, go away.
Yes, madam.
Humphrey's such a problem sometimes. Shall we? Nice?
Yeah. Fire in the fireplace, books on the bookshelves, port in that decanter.
Yes, would you like some?
No, thank you. I just wanted to be sure the accessories were all correct. Someday, maybe I'll find some other wine besides port in the decanter. I dream.
Simon, are you the one who found them?
It's beginning again.
Found what?
My jewels, of course.
Have they been lost?
Simon, they were stolen. You know that, don't you?
Should I?
I've heard of the saint, Simon. I didn't know he was also a Santa Claus.
Oh, it's a fleeting impulse. When were your jewels stolen?
This afternoon. You see, Claude, my husband, that is, bought me them for Christmas.
Santa Claude.
Louis.
Sorry.
We decided to have the party this afternoon. We thought it'd be nice to have a quiet eve, so we did. The jewels were in quite a large box. There were quite a lot of them.
And?
Claude had hired a Santa Claus, but before the party was over, Santa Claus had disappeared. So had the jewels.
Well, there must have been some precautions.
Oh, there were several detectives. But the Santa Claus said he was going out to get some air while the party was on. He never came back. But he didn't have the jewels on him. The box was locked, and it was too large for the detectives not to have noticed.
I see. The name of the man hired to play Santa Claus was, of course,
Fats Borland. And who may you be?
Claude, this is Simon Templer. Louis?
I know neither of them. Snoops, obviously. Get rid of them.
Claude likes to behave as though he were an emperor on occasion.
The box wasn't found anywhere in the house?
The jewel box, no.
The jewels were insured?
Naturally. It was none of your affair. I shall speak severely to Humphrey. He should never have let you in.
I let them in, darling.
So now he's going to speak severely to her?
We'll go quietly, except... Mr. Worth, what is Fats Boylan's address?
I have no idea. Good night.
Good night, Simon. I'm sorry.
So am I.
I'll show you out.
Thank you.
Wow, 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 wow.
Pronounced Carla Worth.
Yeah. What do we do now, Santa Claus?
We get into your nice, clean cab and... Hey, wait a minute, Louis. Now we're going to find out what became of Sally.
Simon.
Well, good evening, Sally.
I overheard. Fats' address is 17 Beale Street.
17 Beale.
Yes, I've got to get right back to the house before anybody notices. Goodbye.
An awful short visit.
But long enough.
Now we're going to visit Mr. Boylan?
I think so.
I hope he ain't so handy with a gun as the rest of these characters.
He may be. He may not be.
Now I'm all cheered up.
But there's one thing I'm sure he isn't.
What's that?
Fat.
You're listening to The Saint with Vincent Price. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com have teamed up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Black Bear Diner, and Mr. Day
David from Cascade Curations to help out with the Marines' Toys for Tots this holiday season by giving you a chance to win some great prizes. All you have to do is bring in a new unwrapped toy and donate it at the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street to Toys for Tots between now and December 11th. And your name goes into a drawing for four passes to the Turtle Bay Garden of Light, $50 in gift certificates from Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive, and two free half-hour piano lessons or two free guitar lessons from Mr. David at Cascade Curations at 1740 California Street in downtown Reading. It's our way of saying thank you for helping out Toys for Tots this holiday season. The drawing is December 11th at 8:15 a.m. on KCNR. Your name goes into the drawing for every toy you donate. No purchase necessary and need not be present to win.
And now back to The Saint with Vincent Price on Win Radio Was.
Quite a change from the Waits dump. Now this is a dump.
Yeah, and Mr. Boylan would seem to be shy.
Mr. Templin, you said something about the one thing he wouldn't be was fat. Why, because he was called Fats?
Not exactly. Louis, I'm worried.
Hey, the door was open.
Yes.
Maybe that means our bird has flown?
Maybe. Come on, let's go in.
Okay. I ain't usually so poetical, but the light's on.
Yes.
And the room looks funny. Looks like a hurricane came to stay for dinner.
And remained for 6 months.
Somebody was looking for a jewel box?
And someone obviously didn't find it. The extent of the search indicates that. Nothing was left untouched.
It's a funny smell in this room, you know. A couple of funny smells.
Yeah. One's perfume and the other...
Gunpowder.
Huh? Gunpowder.
That's why I ain't been looking behind any pieces of furniture.
It really wasn't very far to look, Louis.
Huh?
He's behind the day bed.
Fats?
Fats, Louis.
He ain't doing so good?
He's dead. And Louis...
Yeah?
He wasn't fat.
Mr. Templer?
Yes, Louis?
We're being followed.
Since
we got out of Boylan's place.
Oh, that's interesting. Louis, stop the cab.
That'll make it easier for whoever's following us.
Exactly what I want.
Even on Christmas Eve, this shouldn't happen. Now what?
We get out. Don't look behind you. Start walking.
Yeah. Here is a nice, lonely street.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is home hanging up stockings. I wouldn't mind hanging up stockings myself. I who do you think it is?
I think it's our friend Hudson.
Oh, I just lost 5 pounds. You mean the guy that was chasing Sally, who was all ready to shoot us until she made the explosion?
A neat reminder.
Oh, you think he wants our money or our life?
Possibly.
What kind of an answer is that?
Come here, quickly.
Here. Mr. Temple, this here alley is full of garbage cans.
Also dark.
You don't have to see garbage cans to know they're around. Hudson?
Yes. Good evening, Hudson.
What?
Don't turn around. I've got a gun on you.
Hey, I don't like it.
Louis, take Mr. Hudson's gun away from him.
Okay. You got it, Mr. Templer.
Good. Aim it at him.
Hey, now, wait a minute. You can't shoot me with my own gun.
Why not?
That ain't tactful.
What other gun could I shoot you with?
Your own. Hey, you mean you ain't got a... Oh, mister, you are a liar.
And on Christmas Eve, too. Hudson, who hired you to follow Sally and me?
It was my own idea.
Louis, Mr. Hudson isn't being friendly.
He ain't, huh?
He ain't. Therefore...
Hey, now, don't lose your heads, fellas.
We've lost patience with him, Louis.
We have?
Shoot him, Louis. He's beginning to bore me.
He's beginning to... I should shoot him?
Yes.
Fatal?
Fatal.
Okay. Except I don't know what my wife and 6 kids are going to say.
You haven't got a wife and 6 kids.
Now, wait a minute, please.
Louis, we're being cruel, prolonging Mr. Hudson's agony. Put him out of it.
Now, wait a minute.
Who hired you?
Mrs. Worth. Mrs. Carla Worth.
You quite sure?
Strike me dead. That is, don't strike me dead. Look, if she didn't, why would I say she did?
You have a point there. But why should she have wanted you to follow Sally?
Well, she had an idea. Her husband and Sally were kind of,
Decorating their own little tree together. Huh?
I couldn't put it more tactful.
I see. So if you got enough divorce evidence, Mrs. Worth could hold up her husband for plenty of alimony.
No.
No.
No, Mrs. Worth is the babe with the dough. Mr. Worth is a very well-educated bum.
Indeed. It's interesting. Louis, let me have the gun.
Yeah, here.
Yeah. Wait, I thought I told you the truth.
I'm sure you did. No. Mr. Templar.
That's gratitude?
It's necessity.
Oh.
We need him out of the way for a little while. He's out of the way. Now,
Yeah?
Now we're going to find out who else knew that Fats Boylan was thin.
You know, if we visit it often enough, I might even get accustomed to this joint.
You might also start confusing yourself with Grant. good evening, Humphrey.
I'm sorry the family retired for the night.
Well, it is late, I know.
I wish to retire myself.
Why, Humphrey, you don't look 65.
Good night, sir.
Aren't you going to ask us in?
No.
Why, Humphrey, I thought you and I were going to sing Christmas carols together.
Let go of me.
Shut the door, Louis.
Okay.
I shall complete.
All right, but not now.
Mr. Templar, I'm going to wear that gun out, hitting people over the head with it.
And I couldn't have him warn anyone we're here.
Why, we're going to burgle the joint?
In a way.
Huh?
And a kinder description would be search the place, Louis.
Oh, for what?
Oddly enough, something that can't be seen or touched.
Sounds like a ghost.
Yes, and in a way it is. The ghost of a murderer.
It's the night before Christmas, all right, but a creature is stirring. A couple of creatures, boss.
Yeah, we've covered all the rooms on the other landing. Therefore, the bedroom should be here. And therefore, this should be someone's bedroom. Let's go in.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Louis.
Hmm?
Inhale.
Perfume.
Mm-hmm. Familiar?
I could learn to love it, but no.
Mm. Well, then out we go.
You didn't care for that perfume.
It didn't tell me anything.
What do you want perfume should tell you?
Who killed Fats Boylan?
Another bedroom. We go in?
Naturally.
For a bachelor, that ain't the word you should have used.
Mm-hmm. Another dressing room. Well?
Hey, Mr. Templar.
Yes. The same perfume we noticed.
Uh-oh, don't be frightened.
Why, Simon, what are you doing in here?
Louis and I have been testing perfumes.
It's the middle of the night. You're waking me.
I'm sorry. I'm even sorrier about something else.
What's that?
The perfume you use is very distinctive, Sally.
Am I supposed to say thanks?
No. Because the last place Louis and I noticed it was in Fats Boylan's room. Minutes after he'd been killed.
Oh.
Not good, Sally.
You're making all this up, or...
No. This bottle of perfume will be evidence.
But I didn't kill Boylan. You must be joking about that.
I don't think a jury would find it funny. You knew about Boylan stealing the jewels. You must have helped him.
I didn't.
But then you found yourself being trailed by Hudson, who'd been hired by Mrs. Worth. You were afraid he'd discover the connection between you and Boylan. That's why you came to my apartment.
No.
Oh, yes, you hoped I'd throw Hudson off, perhaps frighten him. In the meanwhile, you could get to Boylan, get the jewels from him.
That isn't true.
But when you got to Boylan's place, you found him already dead, and the jewels gone.
I didn't.
It would be much better for you that way.
What do you mean?
You wouldn't be liable to a first-degree murder charge.
But there were detectives here while the party was going on. Boylan couldn't have stolen the jewels. They saw him leave. He didn't have them.
He did have them. He was playing Santa Claus, and he was a thin man. Santa Clauses, as Louis pointed out to me earlier tonight, are fat. Therefore, Boylan entered this house wearing padding underneath his costume. He left it with a large jewel box in place of the padding. That's how he did it, Sally.
You're smart.
You found Boylan. You knew his address. Therefore, you'd hired him in the first place. And therefore, also, a jury would believe you'd killed him unless you tell us who did.
Well, all right. I'll tell
you. There's really no need, my dear.
Oh, Claude.
Hey, Mr. Temple, tell him to point the gun someplace else.
Mr. Worth, point that gun someplace else.
I prefer this direction. You were saying, Mr. Temple, about the jewels.
The jewels were insured. Therefore, you, Mr. Worth, arranged to have them stolen.
Indeed.
Indeed. In that way, you could retain the jewels, the insurance money as well, and not worry very much whether or not your wife divorced you. Clever.
Boylan is dead.
How true. You had to see to that, didn't you? Otherwise, he might have blackmailed you for the rest of your life, or for whatever money you got out of the entire crooked deal.
I can see two other deaths. Yours, your friend.
And Sally? You going to kill her, too?
That depends, I should think, on Sally.
Todd, I never knew you intended to kill anyone.
There's no need to play the ingenue quite so strenuously, my dear. You were in on most of it.
But not murder.
I'm afraid Mr. Templer's pessimism is justified. I shall have to include you. But however did you get on to her, Templer?
Her perfume. To be precise,
this perfume. Well, you got him in the eye.
Yeah, I hope this gets him someplace more effective.
Mr. Templer, the trail of unconscious bodies you're leaving behind you tonight, if laid end to end...
Yes, Louis.
...would look terrible.
Simon.
Yes, Carla?
You've been very sweet. Even without your whiskers, you've been sort of a Santa Claus to me. May I?
Oh, with pleasure.
Well, I never knew Santa Claus could kiss like that.
Santa Claus is no saint.
Yes?
Oh. Hello, Louis.
Mr. Templer, you better put on your whiskers. You've forgotten all about Mrs. Winterbottom?
Mrs. Winterbottom? Oh, well, the hour is past midnight. The tots have undoubtedly padded off to bed by now. Louis, you may tell Mrs. Winterbottom...
I know. That the saint ain't no Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is No Saint, originally airing on December 24th of 1950. Vincent Price starred as Simon with Larry Dobkin as Louis the Cab Driver. Others in the cast, Mary Shipp, Betty Lou Gerson, Hi Averbeck, Ted Osborne, and Stanley Farrar. The announcer was Don Stanley. I'm Greg Mellon. Up next on When Radio Was, we'll begin a five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, known as the Meg's Palace Matter. It launches right after this.
In the 1950s and 60s, radio's Gunsmoke brought listeners gripping stories about people who came to Kansas to leave the past behind. And those who came to Kansas is because they couldn't leave the past behind.
Hazel Ledbetter. He's in Dodge.
Hazel Ledbetter? Is he an outlaw?
No, sir. But I seen him at the Long Branch, and there's only one thing he's here for, Mr. Dillon.
Well, what?
To kill me.
Today, listeners can still go to Dodge with 20 episodes of Danger, Grit, and Gunfire in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke Snakebite.
Let's talk about Chester. Does he really think Asa Ledbetter's after him?
Well, that's what he says.
It's not like Chester to make up a thing like that.
No. You stay here.
No, I'm going with you.
William Conrad stars as U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon, with Georgia Ellis as Kitty, Parley Bear as Chester, and Howard McNear as Doc.
Matt?
Yeah, what is it, though?
Come over here at the window.
What? What's going on?
Look, down there in the street.
That's Hazel Ledbetter.
And Chester's standing there about to shoot him.
For a limited time, Gunsmoke Snakebite is available for 50% off the regular price. Order yours today for only $19.98 at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SNAKE77.
All right, where's Chester at? I don't know where he is, Ledbetter.
You're lying.
Yeah, I'm lying.
Get Gunsmoke Snakebite at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SNAKE77 to get 50% off.
Get out of that doorway, Marshal.
No.
I'll shoot you if you don't.
You'll shoot Chester if I do.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
safe. No smell, no noise, and you can even use them indoors. They're EcoFlow's battery-operated generators with significant advantages over traditional gas generators. Brian Essenmacher from EcoFlow has the details.
EcoFlow makes a wide range of products in the portable power station and battery space, as well as solar panels, other products, and accessories. All of the EcoFlow products take advantage of groundbreaking new technologies to benefit the environment and pave the way for backup power and energy-independent solutions. They're unique in their ability to be compatible, flexible, and portable. They're really adaptable to any and all use cases. So we talk about disaster preparedness. We could be powering a campsite, you know, bringing electricity to a tailgate, etc.
And EcoFlow generators can be recharged with solar power, too. More is at EcoFlow.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was, where it's time to begin another Johnny Dollar five-part storyline. Joining lead Bob Bailey in this first installment, Virginia Gregg as Meg, and Byron Kane as the creatively named Byron K. It's from September 25th of 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Johnny, I was afraid you might be away for the weekend.
Who's that?
Byron K. at Intercoastal Maritime and Life.
Oh, hello, Bye. How are things in Boston?
In Boston, fine. In Cod Harbor, terrible.
Who's this?
Meg McCarthy, who runs an eating place there at the harbor.
Murder, mayhem, arson, or what?
Right now, it's or what. But if you don't do something, and fast, it may be all three. Can you come over and see me?
Now, Bye?
I know it's Saturday afternoon, Johnny, but this needs fast action. Will you?
Bye.
Goodbye.
No, Bye. Listen, you... Dollar, you're a sucker.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Cod Harbor, Massachusetts, to the Intercoastal Maritime and Life Insurance Company. Following is an accounting of expenses incurred during my investigation of the Meg's Palace matter. Expense account item 1, $7.30, cab from my apartment, train fare and incidentals to Boston. Byron K. was a good insurance broker, and I figured he wouldn't have called me over a weekend unless it was pretty important.
Get right to the point, Johnny. Insurance on the palace is only for $15,000.
Wait a minute, Bye. What is this palace? A fishing boat?
No, it's what Meg McCarthy calls her restaurant, right down on the dock.
Cod Harbor, you say?
That's right.
Well, what seems to be the trouble over there that couldn't wait till after the weekend?
Well, like I told you, this character, Meg McCarthy, runs a so-called restaurant down on the docks, the palace. I sold her $15,000 insurance on it. And, Johnny, it's quite a place.
What do you mean by that?
We also carry $25,000 straight life insurance on Meg herself. Separate policy, of course.
Which one are you worried about, Vi?
Both, I think.
Huh?
Matter of fact, the more I think about it, the gladder I am that she didn't fall for my pitch when I tried to get her to increase the coverage on the cafe. If she had, our necks would really be out.
Well, what's the matter? Isn't it worth $15,000 now?
Oh, sure, at least. Even if it doesn't look it. You know, the stoves, equipment, and all that sort of stuff are in the coverage, too.
Then I'm afraid I don't see what
you're saying. The thing is this, Johnny. Meg has been threatened.
By whom? How?
Who knows? Anyhow, she's notified me that there have been a couple of attempts to set fire to her place. Since she lives upstairs in it, that means danger to her own life, too.
Uh-huh. And the whole $40,000 is at stake.
Yes. Will you go up there right away and see what you can do?
Today?
Tomorrow?
Sunday?
Look, maybe you can get in some fishing. I understand you're quite a fisherman.
Oh, now, the last three times I was promised fishing while working on a case, all I did was cut bait.
Proposition. If you don't get in at least a full day's fishing trip while you're up there... I'll double whatever you line up on your expense account.
Sounds mighty tempting.
How about it, Johnny?
Okay, Bye. You asked for it. Item 2, 1195, transportation back to Hartford, then on to Cod Harbor the next morning. Fine way to spend a nice warm Sunday. Nice place, too, if you lost your sense of smell. There were 2 or 3 dozen fishing boats of all shapes and sizes tied up at the long dock and piers that comprised the important part of the village. For housing, there was a scattering of weather-beaten shacks, one store. Meg's Palace turned out to be the biggest, most disreputable-looking of the dockside eating places, and since there was a clothes sign on the front door, I went around to the back.
Did I tell you to get off the
me lovely joint of water is facing low. I'm sick and tired of looking at that whole...
No, look here, Meg. I just come back to apologize.
But the next time that mangy's curly crew of the Lillian comes in here and gets drunk and brawls and carries on and busts up me fine glassware in China, to say nothing of a couple of wooden chairs and a fine...
Listen to me, darling.
Don't you, darling, me, your pig-faced squint-heart.
No, Meg, put down the frying pan.
No, sir, not until you get your filthy hide out of here. I'm running a respectable joint, and the likes of you and the ragtail crew of yours have got no place in it. What's more, and furthermore, I won't have you around.
I only come to pay for the damage my boys did last night.
That's a laugh. Pay for the loss of me dignity, to say nothing of me trade.
Get little buttercup, please.
Now, get out of here, Willie. Get out.
Okay. Hey, here's your money, Meg.
Who wants your dirty, offensible money? Get!
Meg, put down the frying pan!
I'll put it down, Willie boy, if you don't get out of here.
Oh, Meg,
your head.
Let go!
Get now, before I don't get out of here! Get out of here!
Excuse me, Miss McCarthy.
Ain't he a darling? Ain't he the sweetest man you ever did see?
Huh? The man you just threw out of here?
Not only comes in to apologize, but brings the money to pay for the damage his planking boys done last night when they were celebrating the big catch they made. Lovely bunch of lads they are, too, every one of them. As loyal to Willie Boy. Now, who the devil are you? And what's the big idea of barging in here on a Sunday when anybody with eyes in his stupid head can see that the place is closed up?
And
your eyes so blind in your head you couldn't see the sign out front?
I saw it.
And sneaking in here the back way this way. Who do you think you are?
Well, I wasn't
now,
sneaking.
Now get out and leave a lady alone of a Sunday. Go on!
Don't get tough with me, Meg McCarthy.
Huh?
Just put down that pot and shut up for a minute while I tell you why I'm here. Put it down.
Shades of me dear departed overbearing husband, yes, sir. After all, I should have noticed you're a gent standing by the way you done while me and Bill was at its helter and skelter. Oh, but he's a dear one, ain't he?
Yeah, well, at this point, I wouldn't know. But from what I saw a minute ago...
Oh, don't let that fool you, dearie. We're in love, me and Willie boy. Ain't he a living doll?
Meg.
A fine, fine husband he's going to make me, too. That's why I made him the beneficiary of my life insurance policy.
That's exactly what I want to talk to you about.
Then go ahead and talk. What's stopping you standing there like a banty rooster that doesn't...
Will you shut up?
Oh, well, of course I will, dearie.
Stay tuned for more Johnny Dollar right after this short break on When Radio Was.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And now let's wrap up this episode of Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
Then go ahead and talk. What's stopping you standing there like a banty rooster that doesn't know?
Will you shut up?
Oh, well, of course I will, dearie. And I'm begging your humble pardon. But if there's anything I hate, it's a lily-livered man that has...
Meg!
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Then listen.
Yes, sir.
My name is Dollar, Johnny Dollar. I'm an insurance investigator.
Insurance investigator, eh? Well, in spite and despite of your pretty clothes and peace and manner, I don't want any of already got.
No, you don't understand.
I've got all I can handle.
I'm just...
And from the looks of things, these past couple of...
Will you shut up a minute?
Of course, dearie. I'm sorry.
You call the insurance company, Mr. Byron Kay at Intercoastal Maritime.
Oh, yes, dear little pasty-faced Byron boy. Why, do you know if he'd had half the guts and get of a he-man, he would have sold me twice the insurance he did?
Well, that's not quite the way he told it to me.
Well, it's the way I'm telling it to you. Oh, what am I going to do, darling, if they wreck my place the way they're trying?
Oh, this Willie boy, as you call him, who was just in here?
That's effeminate.
What?
He's Captain Billy Morgan, bitter to you and any man what calls him Willie.
Oh, put it down, will you? And stop yapping your head off and answer my question.
Yes, sir.
Now, is Captain Bill Morgan one of the people you suspect of trying to wreck this ugly-looking hash house?
Oh, I love you, boy. You talk like a real sweet, overbearing maid.
Then answer my question.
Well, of course he ain't. Willie boy wouldn't hurt me any more than I'd touch a hair of his pretty head if he had a hair on top of it.
All right, then who?
Johnny boy, there's a dozen of them like to see Meg's palace burn to the ground. Bless their black thieving souls.
Why?
Because I give them the best and the most food in the harbor. That's what the man gets here. So what happens to the silver plate in Ernie's manor house and Irving's chop suey joint? Well, I'm putting them out of business, that's what.
So you think they're trying to put you out of business?
Think it, I know it. So I telephoned that sniveling, lop-eared Byron Kay to send somebody down here and make him stop it before he had to pay off a lot of insurance on it and maybe even on me. Why else do you think?
There have been some attempts to set the place on fire, I understand.
Why else do you think a lady like myself would take to sleeping on the bar down here every night, getting a creak in my sacred iliop? But I'm getting sick and fed up with it.
I don't know that I blame you. Now, look,
just
will you...
trying to keep awake all night every night to keep them from burning it out from under me and me with it is making a fair shadow of me for myself out of me. I'm losing me strength.
But that's your aim. Look, while we talk, I'll help you clear up some of this.
Well, the devil you will. It's not the man's job, especially since you ain't romantically inclined towards me.
But she would let Bill Morgan clean up for you, huh?
Well, he was the cause of it, wasn't he? So if he and his boys don't show up before nightfall and take care of it, so help me, I'll keel-haul them every one. Besides, if he's going to be me old man when the fishing season's done, he's got to know how to keep in line. Now.
Now. You say there are people you suspect of trying to fire this building.
Three.
All right, three. Now, who are they? The owners of the other restaurants here on the docks?
Aye. First, there's Clem Harris, what runs the silver plate. Oh, and a sly one he is.
Yeah, what do you mean?
He's too soft and polite and soft-spoke. Me, I never trust a man unless he talks up like a man. I guess that's why I like you, dear.
Well, who are the others?
Ernie Turner at the Manor House Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Is that the big place down at the other end?
The little hole in the wall next to the bait stand. And half the time the customers don't know whether they're getting bad food or thawed out bait. And the third one.
Yeah?
That stubborn mule that runs Irving's chop suey joint.
Irving who? What's his last name?
Irving. His name's Tony.
His name... Now, wait a minute, will you please?
Sure. Tony Fortino, Italian.
And why is it why a chop suey place?
Anybody has eyes, he would have saw how the sign was changed. First the Chinese had it with chop suey.
Yeah.
Then came Irving with kosher, so he added his name to it, and now it's Tony.
Well, then why?
Only there wasn't any more room left on the sign, so stop complaining.
Okay, Meg, you win. But have you any specific reason to suspect any one of them?
One of them? I suspect them all, the dirty conniving.
Why?
Because they're a dirty conniving. I'll tell you why. Because they won't sell out to me. Because they all three keep open competing with me, and that's three against one, so they're a dirty
conniving.
All right,
all right, you said that.
Well, aren't they? How would
all
you...
All right.
Yes, sir. I love it when you speak to me that way, Johnny boy.
So you said. Now, I asked you if you have any specific reason for suspecting any one or all of them.
Well, of course I have, on account of the threats they sent.
How do you know they sent them?
Because I suspect them, that's why. And what happens three times they tried to set fire
Meg,
to my lord.
Meg, you don't have one bit of actual evidence against any of them, do you?
Well,
do you?
No. But I suspect the dirty kid.
Hold it, please. Are you sure those fires weren't accidental?
Accidental?
Well, with all the dirt and grease you leave around this
in
shack.
The middle of the night with a stove fire banked like I've been doing it for 20 years and with all the fires starting outside where they have no business. Look, Johnny boy, I'll show you where they started outside.
Well, now that's a good idea because so far I confess I can't get very much alarmed over what's happened.
Now, who's that? Don't the whole town know I'm closed on Sunday? Hello, and what kind of a blubber-headed income poop would be calling Meg's Pilot on a Sunday when everybody knows...
I want Johnny Dollar.
Huh? Oh, of course. The gentleman's right here. It's for you, Johnny boy.
Oh? Hello, Johnny Dollar.
We know why you're here, Dollar.
Oh, yeah? Who's we?
But you won't be here long, understand?
Well, now, that's a matter of opinion, isn't it?
Either you go quiet the way you came, or you go in a long wooden box. Get it?
What is it, Johnny boy?
Come on, Meg. Let's get to work.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, well, they say that darkness can cover a multitude of sins. It can also cover a strong man armed with a deadly weapon. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote tonight's story. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
September 25th, 1956, the first installment of the Meg's Palace Matter. We'll offer up part two at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and Meg was played by Virginia Gregg. And she and Bob Bailey had previously worked together on an 8-year mutual detective series. Can you name it? I'll provide the answer then, wrap up when radio was, right after this.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Nat King Cole is unforgettable with 100 of his original recordings in a 4-CD collection, now available at musicrewind.com.
A very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. Born a little.
Order Nat King Cole 100 Hits today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for four CDs. Act now and get a special savings on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code KING99.
It's almost like being in love. It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea.
Enjoy 100 of Nat King Cole's greatest hits, such as Too Young, Ramblin' Rose, Orange Colored Sky, For Sentimental Reasons, A Blossom Fell, and many more. All for the amazingly low price of $22.98 for four CDs. Go to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and use promo code KING99 to save on shipping.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com now. Remember promo code KING99 for bonus savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first five franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Watch. Before the break, we were talking about Bob Bailey and Virginia Gregg, heard nearly weekly on yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Well, they previously spent a number of years together on the Mutual Broadcasting System in the detective series, Let George Do It. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and please remember to check us out online. We're located at winradiowas.com. That is winradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.